It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Raising the prospect that Tel Aviv might be next. Correspondent Robert Berger.
Analysts say that hitting Tel Aviv would be like Hezbollah's last statement as this war draws to a close. There's talk of a ceasefire resolution at the UN. Hezbollah wants to make a point, and hitting Tel Aviv would make a very strong one. Israel says if that happens, there would be severe retaliation.
Arab television says five Israeli soldiers have been killed in fierce fighting, dozens of Lebanese killed. Israel, for the first time, bombed northern Beirut, destroying bridges leading to the capital. That creates a major problem, severing one of the last lifelines for humanitarian relief. In Baghdad, tens of thousands flooding the streets, demonstrating support for Hezbollah. The crowd chanting death to Israel, death to America. President Bush spoke by phone today with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan about a ceasefire. It'll be an issue when Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrives in Crawford, where Mr. Bush is on vacation. Right now on Radio Marti, the Cuban people are hearing a message from Secretary Rice.
Throughout this time of change, all of you must know that you have no greater friend than the United States of America.
Rice addressing the island nation after Fidel Castro was stricken by illness Monday. He still has not been seen nor spoken. In and around Phoenix, people have been living in the grip of fear for more than a year because of a string of serial killings. Today, there was relief.
Members of the task force arrested Dale S. Hauser and Samuel John Dietman for numerous counts of murder and aggravated assault. They are the serial shooters that this task force has been hunting.
Police Chief Jack Harris, the men are considered suspects in the serial shooter case, blamed for killing six people. Police are still searching for a second attacker, known as the baseline killer, believed responsible for killing eight. Getting around Mexico City these days means navigating a political obstacle course. Supporters of the leftist candidate for president have virtually paralyzed the capital. Adrian Bard reports.
Downtown Mexico City is a sea of colored tents and porta-potties as supporters of leftist candidate Andres Manuel López Obrador enter their fifth day camping out. People trying to get to work in high-rise office buildings can't. Buses are forced to take detours. Protesters even blocked the modern glass dome stock exchange, said one local newscaster.
Por este estrangulamiento de la Ciudad de México.
The city is being strangled. Adrian Bart, CBS News, Mexico City.
On Wall Street, blue chips down for the day, 2.25 points, up 20 for the week. The Nasdaq down 7.25 for the day, down 9 for the week. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the right way to stop them is with Barracuda Network Spam, Spyware, and IM Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours, UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us, member SIPC.
The heat in retreat. There's a break in the triple digits that have been smothering the east and Midwest. Temperatures gradually subsiding, but it may take a day or two for the more lenient weather to find its way south. It is still smoldering in Washington and in Philadelphia. Fans of Star Trek will be beaming. The first official auction of memorabilia directly from the set of Star Trek is coming up for auction in October. Christie's telling the Times of London that never has a collection of this scope come to the market, and it never will again. Paramount is opening the vault selling uniforms worn by Kirk, Scotty, Bones, Spock, and Picard. Even the mini dress worn by Uhura in the original series. More than 1,000 articles, from Vulcaneers to the chair from which James T. Kirk gave orders in the film Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Hey, there's my chair.
Get off my bridge. Scotty, ahead. Warp Factor 1.
Bill Vetka, CBS News.
You've reached Pearson.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today, Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at the Young Boys lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:05, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation in a variety of ways. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. You can check out our website, 1320leftchannel.com, where we do stream live. Does that sound like something that happens at a urologist's office when you're streaming live? Oh, no more. And you can call me. All calls are toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, the number is 866-626-1320. A couple of things that I want to, housekeeping issues. If you have missed one of my shows and you want to stay current with it, my shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org. WhiteRoseSociety1word.org, so you can access those shows that way. And a couple of things. Many of you have asked the name of the Morris Berman book, and I often don't have it in front of me. And the title is Dark Ages America, The Final Phase of Empire. It's an awfully interesting book. Another author that we are going to be having on in a couple of weeks, Lawrence Wright. His book is The Looming Tower. It is a remarkable book about Al-Qaeda and 9/11. He's done a lot of original reporting. He's really been digging around. And the book is going to be on the cover of this coming Sunday's New York Times Book Review. It was reviewed in the Daily New York Times, and it is going to be reviewed in the Sunday, and apparently it got quite a good review. It certainly got a very good one in the Daily from a very tough reviewer at the Times. So you might keep an eye open for that. And Lawrence Wright is scheduled to join us in mid-August, as if all goes well. We always want to put that caveat, if all goes well, because you never know if it's going to go well or not. Speaking of, listen to this. I can't believe it. The Town and Country Democratic Club is going to host a debate and discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct the new Sacramento Arena. They're going to do it Wednesday, August 9th. It's going to be at on Rushton Drive, 1415 Rushton Drive. Deterting Park Clubhouse, am I saying that correctly? Deterting Park Clubhouse, it looks like a misspelling, but maybe it isn't. Is there even a debate about this? Why are the Democrats even bothering to debate about this? I can't see that there's anything on the yes side of this thing. This thing is a no from start to go, and the latest, here's the deal. If you're ever thinking about a big-ticket purchase, if you're thinking about a big-ticket relationship, if you're thinking about getting married to somebody, if you're thinking about going into business with somebody, think about the circumstances and whether it's easy or whether it's hard. A friend of mine wants to find genius as doing the thing that's easy for you. So you look at somebody who does, I mean, something really remarkable, and you say, wow, that is pretty remarkable. But for them, it's easy. And that may, I don't know if that's a definition of genius. Maybe it's one definition. Maybe it's a kind of pathetic definition of genius. But there it is. If it's easy for you and you're doing a really good job, well, look at a relationship. How many relationships that are fraught with peril, one after another, turn out that well? I think if the circumstances are right, there's a kind of ease to the proceedings. Am I right about that? 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I know you could say, well, look, I jumped through hoops, but I married the person of my dreams, and it was really hard, but we overcame one obstacle after another, and we have been together for now the last 1,000 years, and it's been fabulous. People could say that. Or I was going to go into business with so-and-so, and it was one obstacle after another, and I was going to open up my own business, and it was but I surmounted all those challenges, and it's been great, and now I'm Warren Buffett. Well, let's go to the arena for a moment, because there's yet another. It's like one, first of all, how many pairs of knee pads, sets of knee pads, did our city fathers, who we ought to now start referring to as mothers, how many did they wear out at the feet of the Maloofs, trying to concoct deals, you know, and giving away more of the store and more of the store and more of the store until there's nothing left of the store. Oh, it's not enough of the store? Well, let's give you some more. Let's pile on some more. Take it all. I'm yours. So that's what we got with the deal. Then they're going to have to lie to us on the ballot, because if they mention a specific use for this rise in sales tax, then it has to pass by a two-thirds majority, which I hope is near impossible, instead of a simple majority. So there, in nowhere in this proposition are you going to see arena, I don't think. Well, now there's another complication. So they've been deceptive about the way they're describing what the monies are for. They've been extremely deceptive about how much this thing is going to cost. And now, listen to this. The arena site could jump off the rail yard. This is the Bee reporting today. Revitalization of the dormant rail yard has been a key selling point, but you got some problems here with toxicity. There are a lot of exit clauses but there's lots of sticking points. For example, the city fathers, the city mother, who are all mothers, these mothers want the arena to be in one part of the land, but there's a deal where it might not be able to be on that part of the land. The people who have control of that property may want it on another part of the land. Heather Fargo, who is the mayor, would like it closer to light rail and so on, which would make sense, and transportation, but that might not be possible to site the arena there. And then you have toxicity. City issues. You've got old insulation, you've got toxic asbestos, you've got who knows what kind of cooties that you go there, you spend an arm and a leg, plus they've been getting you on the sales tax, and then you are there inhaling Cootie Central. I mean, this is just amazing to me. So you got, at no extra charge, a lot of cooties there because the land is most likely contaminated. They dug up hundreds of thousands of tons of dirt, of contaminated dirt, but they got to dig up another 200 to 300 tons of this stuff, and I wonder where it goes. This is according to the State Department of Toxic Substances, and believe me, that State Department of Toxic Substances ought to be busy 24/7 monitoring the utterances of our Governor Arnold for toxicity and other politicians. 349-1320-866-620-61320. So there is yet another issue. The toxicity of the property, the fact that it might not be allowed to be sited where our city fathers, who are really mothers, would like to site it. There are numerous exit clauses so that the deal could collapse in about 1,000 different ways, and I can't wait for it to collapse in about 1,000 different ways. There are, according to the Bee, numerous sticking points that could arise, including the exact location of the arena. Thomas Enterprises has placed the arena in the back of the rail yard, anchoring a planned sports and entertainment district. But Rob Fong said that he and other city negotiators would like to see it closer to Amtrak and Regional Transit Light Rail Station at 5th and I, which makes a lot of sense. So in every way, this thing is fraught with peril. Lots of peril here. Lots of toxicity. Lots of giving away the store. I wish they would work this hard on trying to really make Sacramento a world-class city. So let me ask you these questions. When things are this tough going in, you've got deception. There's a lot of deception going on in order to get the voters on board. They haven't been honest with us as to what this thing is going to cost. They aren't honest in crafting the ballot proposition, because if they were, a two-thirds majority would be required to pass this thing. We're talking about the arena. So dishonesty seems to be the order of the day. Then they've given away the whole store to the Maloofs. I mean, they could as easily give this thing to them and get some property taxes, which would be a better deal for the city than the one that has been crafted. And a lot of effort, a lot of time. And now we find out that there's a tremendous amount of toxicity contaminated. This land is on a contaminated area. And there are issues about where the arena will actually be sited. Will it be near the light rail? Will it not be near the light rail? And so on. So there are a lot of issues that are serious issues. And I just don't think this thing should come to pass. So I don't know what the Democrats are going to argue about and what kind of a yes side there is. If anybody's got a yes vote here and you make some sort of sense, I'd like to hear from you. 349-1320. I mean, there's one thing about building this thing, and there's another thing about paying for it. You can build it. If you want to build it, that's fine. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want this to be paid with my monies. Let private monies, you can sell shares in this enterprise. People who go to events at the arena maybe pay a surcharge in order to pay for a new arena. Maybe it's $5 more for your ticket. What do you think? 349-1320. And the corollary question is, when things are this hard, does that augur well for the project? Look back to things that have really been difficult. When it's meant to be, isn't there a greater ease in the proceedings? Isn't there, you know, something where it all sort of comes together in a magical way? There is a wonderful, I'll think of Goethe maybe, you know, that when you finally make that first step, and he said it vastly more elegantly than I'm going to be able to remember it, but when you make that first step into something that you've only been thinking about, all these things come into play. So the whole universe kind of gets behind you, and you start moving in the right direction, and things start to move, break in your favor, and so on. I don't know about this deal. This deal is not breaking in the right direction, as far as I can see. So the Democrats can debate it all they want to. It might be a hot night, and a lot of flapping of the gums will supersede any kind of fans that are going in the room. Because I don't see a yes side to this. And you may want to comment. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm going to have some information on Doolittle. Doolittle has been called, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle has been called a hero by, of all people, Jack Abramoff. And I'll share that with you as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Traffic, well, the weather is looking pretty good. We have lows right around 67 tonight. It looks like highs tomorrow about 94, 96, and on through the weekend as well. Now, our traffic and over top of the mountain is a little bit slow. I know that I just got a report on 99 southbound. Where do you think? By Fruit Ridge Road. Nice and slow. A disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Up above, a big rig, and it looks like two cars got into it there. We'll be back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for Traffic and Weather from the Left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Prosper Magazine. making the decisions that are right for me. We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care at an affordable cost. Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Very Active Action Calendar. Have you ever wanted to learn how to salsa? Or do you already know how to salsa and just want to have some fun? On Friday evening, August 4th, it's the Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night. It's a night of lively salsa dancing, good company, and a sharing of ideas. So, put on your dancing shoes. The Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night will be held this Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the local 946 Machinist Union Hall at the corner of Sunrise Boulevard and Citrus Road in Rancho Cordova. If you don't know how to salsa, don't worry. The evening will include salsa dance lessons, a salsa dance demonstration, and a talk by Bill Durston on the topic, A Country of Immigrants. For more information, call 916-622-VOTE or go to Bill's website, Durston, D-U-R-S-T-O-N, for Congress.org. That's this Friday, Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation in a variety of ways. You can send me vibes. Telepathically. I know, we're running into the arms of the weekend, and we can't wait to get there. And I am helping to usher you into the arms of the weekend with some interesting news, which I will share with you momentarily. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and you can check the website, 1320 Left Channel, leftchannel.com. And you can call me 916-349-1320 or 866-626-1320. So those are the ways that we can get in touch with each other. And again, my shows are archived on the whiterosesociety.org. Okay, we're talking about the ease of things happening. When they happen, when they break in the right way, I think it's more meant to be. This arena business is one issue after another coming up. Now the toxicity of the land, now the people who have control of the land want the arena sited in one place and not in another place, and there are just lots and lots of issues. There are lots of exit clauses. I hope this thing never comes to pass, and I would like to hear your thoughts about the ease of things happening and whether this thing will come to pass, and why the Democrats are arguing about it. I don't know what that's all about. Are there a lot of Democrats who think this is a great idea? They ought to be putting their efforts into defeating the present administration, and I have some information about that. One of the things that we have been talking about, the effort to link the wage increase, that pathetic $2.10 an hour increase to minimum wage that will be squeezed out, eked out, over a three-year period, and has been tied to the estate tax cut so that the richest Americans wouldn't, the most elite of fortunes, wouldn't have to pay an estate tax. This is really not anything that you and I are going to have to worry about in case we're in line to inherit anything. This is for the richest of the richest of the richest. Well, guess what? It failed in the Senate. The Senate finally developed some spine. Somebody injected a little Viagra into the spine of the Senate. Well, maybe it wasn't into their spine, but whatever happened. The Senate rejected a Republican effort to combine a cut in inheritance tax on multi-million dollar estates with the first minimum wage increase in nearly a decade. The vote was 56 to 42 in favor of the bill. Republicans needed 60 votes to advance it, and they didn't have it. The legislation would have increased the $5.15 an hour minimum wage by $2.10 over 3 years and would reduce estate taxes over the next decade. The House passed the bill last week. So this is the estate tax provisions of the bill would, by 2015, increase the amount of an estate exempt from taxation to $5 million for an individual, $10 million for a couple. Estates worth up to $25 million would be taxed at capital gains rates. The top tax rate on larger estates would fall to 30% by 2015. So anyway, the effort to link that pathetic minimum wage, and one legislator said that was the most egregious self-interested kind of a bill he had ever seen. The linkage of the pathetic minimum wage increase with a cut in the estate tax. Here is Deep Doolittle. Oh! He was hailed by Jack Abramoff, the disgraced Jack Abramoff, who is facing time in the pokey, that Jack Abramoff. He was hailed as a hero. Why did a congressman from California adopt the cause of a distant cluster of islands, the Marianas, that his constituents most likely had never visited, much less heard of? Two words, Jack Abramoff. While Tom DeLay was the Northern Mariana Islands' biggest supporter on Capitol Hill, there is another congressman whose efforts for the islands deserve special mention. That would be Representative John Deep Doolittle, a Republican from California, Doolittle, who took tens of thousands of dollars from Jack Abramoff and his clients, was such an ardent advocate for the Marianas that Jack Abramoff referred to him in an email as the island's hero. Well, what did he do to deserve such an honor? And this is from Josh Marshall. Well, an investigator for Talking Points memo Muckraker shows that Doolittle stayed in close touch with the island's needs through Abramoff and his team. According to billing records from Abramoff's lobbying firm in 2001, Doolittle met several times each month with members of Team Abramoff to discuss the concerns of the Northern Marianas government, which had been an Abramoff client since 1994. He signed Dear Colleague letters praising the islands. He met a number of times with island officials, and he was responsible for earmarking at least $400,000 in federal funds for the islands. Doolittle's office did not respond to any requests for comment on this story, but maybe Charlie Brown will call us, and maybe he has a little bit of comment on this story as well. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Doolittle's work for the Marianas and Abramoff's other clients, and remember now, Doolittle was a Mormon who has characterized himself as anti-gambling. But he wrote letters on behalf of these various Indian tribes and their casinos, hoping to reopen casinos, encouraging the opening of casinos in places like, I think, Iowa. Now, why would Doolittle do that? It's not a California issue. He is called himself an anti-gambling Mormon. So why would he be writing letters on behalf of people who are not even his constituents to encourage that casinos for these various tribes of Indians be opened or reopened? Well, I guess the two magic words would probably be Jack Abramoff. In any event, Doolittle's work for the Marianas and Abramoff's other clients has won him consistent and substantial support from the now disgraced super lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Dating back to 1999, Abramoff, his associates, and their clients contributed at least $140,000 to Doolittle's campaigns and to his political action committees. Perhaps Doolittle's most significant favor for the islands was the $400,000 he secured in 2001. It stinks, said the head of the Taxpayers for Common Sense of one of the earmarks that Doolittle was responsible for. It was just a piece of pork. It looks like pay to play. So it was very interesting that whenever Doolittle did something on behalf of Jack Abramoff, suddenly Mrs. Deep Doolittle would receive a substantial payment. Allegedly for work that she did for Abramoff, but she didn't do anything for Abramoff that we can see exactly. There was supposed to be some fundraiser that she was supposed to have, and that was what these monies were meant to be for, but actually I think that fundraiser was canceled. But every time Deep Doolittle voted, Abramoff made a payment to Mrs. Doolittle. So in addition to the 15% that they raked off the top of any campaign contribution, it looked like Doolittle's votes were for sale to the right people and at the right price. It looks like that. It looks like he was paid off to vote a certain way. That is what it looks like from the outside. So if any of Doolittle's people are listening, I would certainly love to hear an explanation of what looks like it is mired in a really stinky pit of corruption. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. And if that weren't bad enough, Doolittle makes, I don't know, something like $165,000 as a congressman. Mrs. Deep Doo-Doo raked in, I don't know, a couple of $100,000 or so for her 15% that she was taking off the top of any campaign contributions. And whatever child care costs they incurred, and $7,000 to $9,000, guess what? That came out of their campaign monies. Also, it has been reported that thousands and thousands, very serious money, was spent at Tiffany and other places for gifts and all kinds of other things. So this is their political action committee money. I don't know what the accounting practices are for political action committee monies. You can tell me if you know what they are, but that's the latest on Doolittle. He was called by Jack Abramoff a hero. Now, given that he is so, his hands are so filthy, and he is so up to his eyeballs in corruption, I want to know what's going to happen in Placer County. I wonder if that isn't kind of a bellwether. Just like we in Orange County, we had a situation where a lobbyist, a Beltway lobbyist, in that special election to replace Duke Cunningham, who's in the pokey for corruption and for bribery and so on, a Republican took it by only about 5,000 plus votes, and there's a question as to whether the voting was honest or not, because the machines were in people's homes. There was no chain of custody situation. They were there for weeks. Even if seals weren't broken, you could still tamper with these machines and nobody would know that you had tampered with the machines. So it's not clear whether there was ever really an honest vote, and we're never going to know, but there will be, that seat is going to be up for grabs in November. So I want to know what's going to happen in Placer County with Doolittle, who is up to his eyeballs in stink, in corruption and in stink. And I hope that Charlie Brown's got enough resources there to take him on. So you could call the Charlie Brown campaign, charliebrownforcongress.org, I think, and offer your services. If you are able to volunteer, they probably could use your help. And if you're able to write a check, I'm sure they could use your help, because I don't think they're getting all that much money from the Democratic National Committee. And that's too bad. I mean, I think there's a shot here. I wish that Charlie Brown could go to town. I hope he's got really good advertising people. And by the way, I'm beginning to see some Angelides ads. So maybe he was sort of in his, not molting period, but what do you call it when you're just sort of, waiting? He was waiting. And now there are ads. I'm seeing some TV ads, and the ones that I saw so far look pretty good to me. So you may want to comment on that. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Hillary Clinton says that Rumsfeld should resign, and she's right, he should. And interestingly enough, Joe Lieberman is also calling for Rumsfeld's resignation, which could his could come before Rumsfeld, and it wouldn't be a voluntary resignation either. It looks like Lieberman's going to be toast, and Lieberman is going to appear apparently on the Ed Schultz show, and I do know Ed, and it's on a competing station, to announce that he thinks that Rumsfeld ought to resign. Well, Rumsfeld's probably not going anywhere. I don't see this administration tossing Rumsfeld by the wayside. And remember that Rumsfeld and Cheney are thick as thieves. I think Cheney used to work for Rumsfeld a long time ago, and now Rumsfeld is working for Cheney. So those two go back a long way, and those two have been up to no good for a long time. But Hillary Clinton really let Rumsfeld have it. But where has she been? She's finally stepping on the gas. It's a good thing. Better late than never, I say. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and there are bright spots appearing on the political landscape. I'll share some of them as we continue. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West coming to you from the east.
Say, thank you very much. That's pretty much where we are, right?
I don't know if we are. I have no sense of direction.
Well, maybe not. I mean, in Sacramento we are on the east, but technically we are on the west coast. And because of that.
What do you mean technically we are on the West Coast?
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, almost technically. I mean, how do you narrow that down?
We're not on the East Coast.
Thank God. Have you been out there? Anyway, lows tonight we do have right around 67. I changed my mind earlier. Highs tomorrow, 94. We are at 92 here in the River City. And as far as the West Coast traffic goes, it's pretty bad. Thank goodness that we are not on 101. Northbound 99 just south of Consumnes River College Drive. We do have a disabled vehicle blocking traffic there. And a fire stopping things down northbound I-5 to eastbound 50. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's left channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Attention.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years, a companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdine Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:37 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And are you doing your homework assignment? Your homework assignment every day is to tell 3 to 5 people about AM 1320. Tell them that something intriguing is on the AM dial, because I think a lot of people have given up on the AM dial. And a lot of people, I don't know how many people have given up on radio. But I think a lot of people don't know that we're here yet. Let them know that Enid Live is here. Let them know that Air America is here. Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort is here from 5:30 to 9. We've got Randy, and we've got Al Franken, and we've got some real radio going on, and smart radio. And what I like to say about my show, full frontal talk radio going on. So this is the place where you can be heard, and it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. We're going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you the way I think it is. You may agree, you may disagree. You may be a Republican, you may be a conservative, you may have no label for yourself whatsoever, but this is the kind of radio that I hope makes us think and makes us laugh once in a while and engages us and is compelling in a way that the stuff that is so, you know, we are becoming too dumb to breathe in this country. And I don't know about you, but I'm always attracted to things that are thought-provoking and compelling and all that. So that's what we strive for. We don't always succeed, but that is what we're striving for around here. And we certainly love to have the feedback from you. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And one of the phrases that I came up with, one hand on the Bible, the other in your pocket, one of you liked a lot, so it should be a keynote for something. Well, a couple of things going on. First of all, it looks like we are getting closer and closer. Let me see if I can find it here. It looks like we are getting closer and closer to maybe a Democratic victory in the next election. We've got a guy named Charlie Cook, and he runs a very well-respected report, the Cook Report, and he really thinks that the Republicans are going to be toast. Now, I hope he's right. I don't know if that's going to happen. But I really hope that he's right about that. From Charlie Cook's forthcoming National Journal column, time is running out for Republicans. Unless something dramatic happens before Election Day, Democrats will take control of the House. And the chances that they'll seize the Senate are rising toward 50-50. The electoral hurricane bearing down on the GOP looks likely to be a Category 4 or 5, strong enough to destroy at least one of the party's majorities. The political climate feels much as it did before previous elections that produced sizable upheavals, such as in 1994 when Democrats lost 52 House seats, 8 Senate seats, and control of both chambers. Now, this is not going to happen if you don't do anything about it, if you're just going to sit on your hands. But it will happen if you get it together and start knocking on some doors and doing whatever it takes. So this is a good way for us to... start where we are. See, I think this is a really good thing in life. Start where you are and do what you can. That's all. You don't have to be a big thing. Just start where you are and you do what you can. So if you got a neighborhood issue, just start with something small. I always said that when I was doing more writing and I was dawdling about getting started on an assignment, I would just do something really, really small, like sharpen a pencil and put it on my desk and do nothing. That's it. That's as far as I... That took all the wind out of my sails. That's as far as I could get. But, you know, it starts the process in motion, and then your unconscious takes over. So if you've got a neighborhood issue, roll up your sleeves and do something. Is there trash around? Pick up the trash. Pick up something. Do something. Are you in an environment where it's kind of trashy? Well, then, you know, if nobody's cleaning up, you start to clean it up. Are you in an environment where nobody's taking care of the library or the library's kind of a mess? Well, you start to do something. Are you in a school situation where people aren't doing? Well, then you start to do it. And then get your friends to start to help you to do it. And then one thing leads to another. It could be a really small thing. You know, I've been reading stories about various neighborhoods where they're fighting with state agencies over who's going to pull the weeds off the median strip. Well, get the neighbors to start doing it. You do it. You make a little garden or you make some planting in there. At least you clean up the crud. So maybe if you don't want to spend any money on planting a median strip, you can do it that way. Now, Charlie Rangel, I like him a lot. He is outspoken. He's a Korean vet. He says... He's a representative from New York, African-American, the dean of New York's congressional delegation. He said that he would leave Congress if Democrats failed to win control of the House of Representatives in the fall elections. In an interview, here he is, he's a Democrat from Harlem, expressed exasperation at the prospect that Americans might vote to keep Republicans in power yet again, given what he said was the troubling direction the nation has taken. So it's like, if we don't care, if we've gotten so... fat and rich and filled with expectation and entitlement, but no sense of responsibility, no sense of stepping up to the plate, then I guess we get the politicians we deserve. And then I guess we get what's going to happen to us. People are willing to vote these scoundrels back into office. Then there really is no hope for us. So he said, I mean, this is a pretty big statement, and I don't think it's gotten a lot of publicity. He said that he would leave if the Republicans were in power again. Now, according to Charlie Cook, who has a very well-respected political publication, looks like time is running out for the Republicans. Looks like Nancy Pelosi might be Speaker. Looks like the Democrats will take over the House. So maybe this is an empty sentence that Charlie Rangel is uttering. But he is saying that if the Americans vote to keep Republicans in power yet again, given what he said was the troubling direction the nation has taken, he was heading out. He says he is particularly critical of the corruption scandals that have engulfed Republican lawmakers, as well as the opposing party's support for both the war in Iraq and tax cuts that he said largely benefit wealthy Americans. If that is what America wants, then it does not want me, he said, referring to the Republican leadership in the House. But at the same time, Rangel, who is 76 and appears to be nearing retirement, said he believed that Democrats were poised to pick up the 15 seats they need to recapture control of the House in the midterm elections. The story is not going to be me leaving the Congress. You know, I think also, and I've been thinking this for a while, I think we're in a kind of dark ages, or we're going into a kind of dark ages of dumbness, of stupidity, of putting our head in the sand, of believing in intelligent design, of dissing real science and replacing it with junk science, of saying up is down and down is up. And there was a time, I know I read stories, for example, in publications like the New York Times, where they're worrying about who are going to be the audiences for cultural endeavors, like the symphony. And if you look at a symphony audience very often, it's a lot of white-haired people, not platinum blondes like moi, but but a lot of older people, gray panthers. They are cultural consumers. They have the time and they have the appreciation. And I don't know if you're looking at books, the range of what's being published is narrowing to the blockbuster. There's still some good books published, but a lot of them are just blockbusters. Hollywood has suffered a hit because they're just putting together. Very often the movies coming out of Hollywood are just junk. A lot of TV, you can have 3,000 channels and there's nothing to watch. A lot of it is not worth our time. And this has become okay with people. So I just think that those pockets of sanity that exist, the pockets of wisdom that continue to exist, the pockets of people who are smart and who care about the things that matter in life, that we are still here, but we are being eclipsed by darker forces, I think. And I don't know how we find each other, and I don't know how we connect the dots. I like to think we can find each other here on Enid Live and on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Maybe that's delusional on my part. Wouldn't be the first time. But I like to think that we can have some kind of a renaissance, and it means, however, that it's not going to happen by remote control. We have become a very remote control kind of society. But if we really want to take it back from the Republicans, we're going to have to get our hands dirty. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and make it happen. Just like if you're working in an work environment and the kitchen's filthy and there's a bad odor coming out of the sink, you got to do something about it. Or hire somebody to do something about it. You just got to roll up your sleeves and get it done. And we talked this week about one of the things that, when I think about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the more I think about him, the less respect I have for him. He's just somebody who looks to me like parrots, the last thing somebody whispered in his ear. I don't think he's got any kind of deep understanding of the issues. And an example of that is when he dissed Roy Romer in Los Angeles, who was a former governor of Colorado, and he's come in to run the schools in Los Angeles, and he's, I think, about ready to retire. But he's actually done a far better job than anybody ever anticipated in an extremely troubled school system. He really rolled up his sleeves and did it. And we talked about the kind of leadership that we don't see that much of and really need to see more of. You have people coming into jobs, and I'm sure you have seen it in your work environment, if you work in a state situation or if you work in a private situation. People coming in to run something. And there are really people who want to do something, who are willing to patiently unknot the knots that have built up over a period of time and really clean up a messy situation. There are those people, and then there are the other people, and I think these others are in the majority, who come in, they just don't want it to blow up on their watch. They're interested in doing as little as possible. and doing well enough so that they can either make it to their retirement or make it to the next rung up the career ladder. And I think in life, I do know people who can continue to sweep things under the rug, and they don't seem to get slapped in the chops. But if I try to sweep things under the rug and not deal with them, I'm telling you, I get a real wake up. The universe has got my phone number, and boy, I get it big time. So I can't do it. If something is happening, whether it's something as mundane as a thing breaks, I get it fixed right away. To be, but you do yourself and your children no favor when you ignore the things that you ought not to be ignoring, and when you refuse to set limits. It's harder to set limits. It's harder to deal with the fallout, but you'll have a better child if you do it. And in your own life, it's harder to face a lot of the issues that come up in our lives. It's easier to go shopping. It's easier to have a drink. It's easier to, get lost in the myriad of ways that there are to get lost. Smoke a joint. I mean, I don't know what people do, but whatever, everybody does. Take an antidepressant. It's a lot harder to roll up your sleeves and find the root cause of the issue and to deal with it. But if you do that, I think it will be much more meaningful. You'll get farther in life, and it will... you'll have something more substantive. And so I think applying that to the upcoming election, I don't think the Democrats have gotten it together well enough. And so I think we have to help them. We're all smart. We can do it. We can roll up our sleeves. We can offer good suggestions. We can get involved. There's MoveOn.org. There's Netroots. There is there are all kinds of organizations that you can write a check if that's what you are able to do. There are lots of things that you can do. And you got to think about doing them, because I think this election is really critical. And I think Placer County, I think you want to get involved with Placer County. I think Doolittle is way more vulnerable than he has ever been. And maybe that could be a bellwether. So get yourself involved there, too. And you know what? It's fun to get involved in these events. You know, it's like, ugh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to drag myself. It's like swimming. I swim every day. I'm in the gym most days. And a lot of times I have to drag myself to do it, but I'm never sorry once I get there. I'm never sorry that I'm there, because I always walk out with more energy than I walked in with. So think about this. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, you sunshine Enid, you. And it's supposed to be that way for the next couple of days. Thank goodness. Lows tonight right around 67. Highs, we're reaching 94 here in the River City, and our traffic's looking pretty good. Eastbound I-80 just west of Taylor Road, there's a collision there now blocking traffic. I know that's in Auburn, but it is stopping traffic on through Sacramento. Emergency vehicles and, I believe, three fire trucks. Eastbound 50 just west of northbound I-5. Disabled vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. Northbound 99 just south of Consumnis River College Drive has caused a traffic jam. Three disabled vehicles, now a collision just above. Back with more Enid Live, and you can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the Suffrage Parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
to me.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:55 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as we dash into the arms of the weekend. I'm exhorting all of us. I have to give you a caveat. I'm yours from 3 to 7. I forgot when I was yours until only from 3 to 7. Otherwise, you have to put money into the meter. You can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Now, what I was sharing with you is Charlie Cook writes a very, very respected political journal. But it occurs, and he's thinking there's going to be a sea change in November because all the signs point to a Democratic takeover, and at least the House with a good shot at the Senate. But Micah Marshall says the following. He says, time is running out for the GOP, says Charlie Cook, unless something big happens, and think about that, unless something big happens to change the dynamic, it's Speaker Pelosi in 2007. This administration, I wouldn't put anything past them to change the dialogue so that if they can read polling just as well, as better than anybody else, I'm sure. And they see that it's happening, that they're not going to take it in the November, in the midterm elections. What do you think that they could concoct to frighten us into returning them, this horrible corrupt bunch, to office? Would it be some kind of a terror alert? Would they hear that some terror was going to happen, sort of like 9/11, and they lay back and they don't do a thing? Bush says he's only going to take 10 days off and be at Crawford, the ranch this summer. He'll be neighbors with Cindy Sheehan. Maybe she'll bring him over a cholesterol cake, the welcome wagon. Just what he'd like to see, I'm sure. So unless something big happens, and this administration will try to steal the votes. There's a new study out that tells us that you can do that if one person can alter the tallies and never be found out. So you have that going on with this administration because I think that's what they've done previously. And because they are the incumbents, they can concoct some kind of a horrible terror alert. Remember, every time there was anything that was awful, that would threaten to come out, there was a new terror alert. Remember when it was all color-coded? And, of course, the antidote to all of this was get yourself some duct tape and a blue tarp, and that's it. That's all the help that these people are going to offer, unless you're really rich, and then they want you never to pay taxes again. And if you're minimum wage... 1320. You are listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
It's not over, but Israel says the direction is clear.
We are winning this war, and we are getting rid, slowly but surely, of this terrible terrorist organization.
Two random killers in Phoenix have been run to ground.
They are the serial shooters that this task force has been hunting.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Harley Carnes. Punctuation marks for life in Lebanon these days as Israel goes after Hezbollah and claims to be making decisive inroads and some mistakes.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. The Israeli army says warplanes targeted two buildings on Lebanon's border with Syria that it thought were warehouses for Hezbollah weapons. But Lebanese officials say it was a vegetable storehouse and the victims were farm workers. Israel expressed regret, saying it does not deliberately target civilians.
Hezbollah will have a tougher time running replacement rockets in from Syria now.
I'm Vicki Barker in Beirut. Lebanon's last substantial link to the outside world has been severed. Israeli warplanes have destroyed several bridges on the highway linking northern Lebanon to Syria. With a naval blockade in place and the main overland highway to Damascus an early casualty of the conflict, it's going to be harder and harder to move fuel and food within the country. Vicki Barker, CBS News, Beirut.
Hezbollah still has plenty of rockets. 190-odd rained down on Israel today, killing four people. On Israel's eastern front, Gaza, two Palestinians were killed, several wounded in an Israeli strike against Hamas in the southern Gaza. In Iraq today, Muslims gathered to demonstrate.
Inside the Shia mosque in Baghdad, supporters shout for Muqtada al-Sadr. He's an openly militant, anti-American cleric with millions of supporters here. Thousands are rallying today in Baghdad. Pro-Lebanon, pro-Hezbollah, anti-Israel, anti-America.
CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman in Baghdad, where U.S. and Iraqi forces plan to begin taking back the streets very soon. Now this message.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP tire sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP tire sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
CompUSA email bank.
Today, Jack emails, Dear CompUSA, got any deals for a starving student? Yeah, Jack. Now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. Plus, we've got hundreds of killer deals, like $280 off a compact laptop with AMD Turion 64 processor. It's under $500 after rebates. So get to CompUSA's back-to-school sale, because we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. See store for details.
For the most part, folks in Phoenix have just gone about their lives, but sometimes at night, a flash of light in the distance and nerves jump a little. Police were hunting, they thought, a serial shooter.
You have really no way to defend yourself against somebody who's just going to take a shot at you from somewhere off in the distance, so I would be immensely relieved if really they do have this guy.
Turns out, says Police Chief Jack Harris, there were two.
After intense investigative follow-up to information received from the public, members of the task force arrested Dale S. Hauser and Samuel John Dietman for numerous counts of murder and aggravated assault.
Six people dead, 17 wounded over a year's time. These are uncertain times for the Cuban people, with Castro sick and all. Secretary of State Rice just wants them to know, we're here for you if you need us.
Throughout this time of change, all of you must know that you have no greater friend than the United States of America.
Rice says all Cubans who desire peaceful democratic change can count on the U.S. El Paso is one waterlogged desert town today.
This is a major disaster for us.
That's Mayor John Cook.
We have rocks and boulders, mud, sand and debris everywhere.
Floods from the monster thunderstorms that have been stomping through the area. And who expects to be flooded out in the desert?
Many of the folks who have whose homes have been destroyed had did not have any flood insurance. So it's going to be very critical that FEMA come in and start giving some kind of financial assistance to get people back on their feet.
The good news, a dirt dam on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande is holding. Evacuation order lifted. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember that you can contact me by emailing me, enid@kctc.com. I get a lot of emails, and I see them all. I'm not always able to respond to all of them because we're starting to take off a little bit because we're getting a lot of emails, so sometimes it's not possible for me to respond, but I do see them all, and I thank you for sending them. Remember that we stream live, just like they do at the urologist's office. So 1320leftchannel.com is where you can find our website and find out what's cooking. And Lawrence Wright, who is going to be a guest, I think, in a couple of weeks, is the cover. His book is going to be on the cover of this Sunday's New York Times Sunday magazine. The New York Times book review. New York Times book review. So, I'm really glad that he's going to be with us. And also, you can call if you're in the area code. It's always toll-free, 916, the area code, of course, 349-1320, or toll-free, 866-626-1320. You will be heard by more people than you will probably meet in the whole rest of your life. We've been sort of talking about a lot of different things. We've been talking about the fact that the arena is running into even more problems, so I hope that it goes nowhere near passing. We've been talking about the fact that Hillary is calling for Rumsfeld to resign, and even Joe Lieberman, who will probably walk into the sunset before Rumsfeld will, is also apparently going to be calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. We're talking about what you have to do to make it happen in the next election if you want it to happen, because I think we've been in sort of a dark ages. We've had our heads stuck in the sand. They've been put there, and we haven't done a whole lot about pulling them out. And now we have the opportunity to do it, and it looks like the Democrats can really gain some traction unless something big happens. And the Republicans could very well concoct some kind of a terror incident or something that will keep people locked in the arms of this hideous administration. Well, there is now available a 91-page Republican playbook for homestretch campaigning. It's going to Republicans in the midterm elections are going to focus on securing America's prosperity through a variety of programs. Now, I don't know how they're going to manage to convince people of that when really they are of, by, and for the rich. But they're going to offer plans for small business health insurance pooling, spending reductions, increased domestic oil drilling, and permanent death tax reform. Permanent death tax reform, which doesn't apply to most of the people in this country. It's only for the richest. And all are going to be pushed at the state level because they have all these operatives on the ground. Mid-month, Republicans are expected to shift gears, focusing voters' attention on a variety of values-based initiatives. They are going to
diss Democrats. And they're going to do it by saying that Democrats oppose preserving a clear definition of marriage. Now, wait a minute. Could we talk about what constitutes a definition of marriage? A clear definition? Is there such a thing as a clear definition of marriage? You know what? If 50% of marriages end in divorce, and marriage is the largest single cause of divorce, why is it the Democrats' fault? 349-1320, 866-620-61320. If you go to my page on our website, 1320leftchannel.com, you'll see that red state, blue state thing about marriage. I think is included there. And it happens that the blue states have a better rate of marriage and a greater marriage longevity than the red states. The red states have a higher divorce rate than the blue states, interestingly enough. You wouldn't think that that would be the case, but it's the case. Well, because they're eating pork rinds in the red states. They've eaten so many pork rinds, they're slipping out of each other's arms into the divorce courts. So here's what the Republicans are going to do. They're going to talk about how Democrats oppose preserving a clear definition of marriage. Like, who cares? What is that all about? We got serious problems here. That Democrats are blocking child custody protections. And the Democrats have obstructed the confirmation of fair judges. Republicans, on the other hand, are committed, Republicans are saying, to protecting these traditional values by fostering a culture of life, by protecting children, by banning internet gambling. Wait a minute. Let me see. Banning internet gambling. Jack Abramoff. Because it conflicts with the Indian casino gambling, maybe? And upholding the rule of law. Now, wait a minute. Where has Dickey upheld the rule of law? He signed into law a lot of laws, and then he exempts himself. These are signing statements, about 750 of them, the legality of which is being severely questioned. So the Republicans are... See, now, this is... If they are able to manipulate dopey Americans into believing this, then they're really... It is over for us. Stem cell bills, though vetoed by President Bush, are also going to be championed by Republicans, even as they promote a law preventing fetus farming. Fetus farming. That's when your feet are... I don't know. But when you have a lot of feet, then it turns into fetus farming, yeah. A practice lawmakers believe could one day result from stem cell research. It hasn't resulted. It's never resulted. It's not happening. But this is what they're using. These are scare tactics. So, you know what? It is not a slam dunk for Democrats in the next election, because Republicans are going to concoct something that's going to sound extremely terrifying. Oh, and here's what else they're going to do. They're going to focus on Homeland Security. Approval of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's plan for new court-martial-like trials for terror detainees seems to be a priority, as are funding for the U.S.-Mexico border fence, employee background checks for port security workers, and improvement of national emergency alert system. But are they going after employers if they hire people who are undocumented? 349-1320. So this is part of the playbook that Republicans are going to be focusing on in the midterm elections. And that and the other things that they're not talking about, which is how they're going to steal the election with the voting machines and how they're going to concoct terror alerts and terror kinds of incidents and make us too frightened to change horses in midstream. But the only way we're ever going to get out of this mess is to change horses. In the meantime, they are going to try to swift boat John Murtha. The swift boat veterans who grabbed national headlines in 2004 when they attacked John Kerry in his failed presidential bid now are turning their sights to John Murtha, who's been a critic of the Iraq War and a de facto spokesman on the subject of the National Democratic Party. Armed as a new group, Veterans for the Truth, they're bringing their campaign to, quote, redeploy John Murtha from Congress to his backyard. And there has been a probe that backs the allegations against Marines, and Murtha has been vocal on this. An initial U.S. military probe supports allegations that American Marines deliberately shot 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha last November, a Pentagon official said this week. A Marine Corps and Navy prosecutors are now reviewing the evidence to determine whether to recommend criminal charges. That decision may be weeks away, and the lawyers may ask investigators to probe further, two officials said. They discussed the matter on condition that they not be identified because the case, among the most sensational of several involving Iraqi civilian deaths, has not yet produced charges. So one of the ways that they're trying to swift boat Murtha is to say that he is unfairly blaming the Marines in this massacre at Haditha. But in fact, this probe is backing the allegations against the Marines, allegations that American Marines deliberately shot 24 Iraqi civilians. Apparently, there's some truth to that claim. So that's what's going on. So just keep your eyeballs open on that one. And Americans want more federal action on the environment. This is according to a new poll. Most Americans fault Dickey for not safeguarding the environment, and they want more federal action to combat global warming, even if it means higher energy prices. 75% of people surveyed also said strong government regulations are necessary because companies cannot be trusted to protect U.S. natural resources. Oh, well, hello. It's nice to know that people are finally waking up to that. Also, have you noticed that Pat Robertson says he's a convert now to global warming? He was a convert to Christianity, but now he's a convert to global warming. Well, he and Falwell and those guys, as Charlie Weiss observed, might not have been a convert to global warming if global warming hadn't attacked the red states where they inhabit. They would have said that it was retribution for being gay. If it had happened in the blue states, it would have been retribution for homosexuality. But since it's finding these people in the red states, aha, it must be global warming. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you this question. Somebody sent me this. Let me see if I have it in the right order. I think I lost the first page of it. The question is, how do you put a giraffe in a refrigerator? Do you know how to do this? The correct answer is open the refrigerator, put the giraffe in, and close the door. This question tests whether you tend to do simple things in an overly complicated way. Have you seen this? How do you put an elevator into the refrigerator? Did you say open the refrigerator, put the elevator in, and then close the refrigerator? Wrong answer. Correct answer, open the refrigerator, take out the giraffe, put the elephant in, and then close the door. This tests your ability to think through the repercussions of previous actions. Third question. The Lion King is hosting an animal conference. All the animals attend except one. Which animal does not attend? I think you know the answer to this. The correct answer is the elephant. The elephant is in your refrigerator because you just put him in there, remember? This tests your memory. Okay, even if you did not answer the first three questions correctly, you still have one more chance to show your true abilities. There is a river you must cross, but it is used by crocodiles and you do not have a boat. How do you manage it? There is a river you must cross, but it is used by crocodiles and you don't have a boat. How do you manage it? The correct answer is you jump into the river and you swim across. Have you not been listening? All the crocodiles are attending an animal meeting. This tests whether you learn quickly from your mistakes. Well, just 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we love about Fabulous Fridays is that they are more of a flea market than usual around here. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Weather's looking pretty good. Lows tonight right around 67. Highs in for the next couple of days, 94. I'm hoping tomorrow it's going to be near 100, though we might reach lows around 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, still 92. Traffic's looking all right as well. 50 over top of the mountain, get a little slow as rush hour traffic is headed there. Southbound 99, just south of eastbound Florin Road. We do have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. And the traffic, I believe it's 99, or actually I-80, headed towards Reno. It is hot August nights there, and I know at least 7 or 8 people in this building that are going, and that's the reason why we have about 3 collisions on the way to Reno there in Roseville. On the right-hand side, disabled vehicles. So if you're going that way, maybe take an alternate route or just slow down. Back with more Enid Live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can log on. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I always consider myself the father of 4 boys, even though 2 of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Looking for intense excitement? Don't miss the 7th annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
If you send messages.
Of course, we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 422 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. That sound you hear must be the deep doo-doo-doo-lils raking it in. 349-1320 if you want to join the conversation, or 866-626-1320 as we make a hasty exit into the arms of the weekend. Well, I'm thinking about running away from home this weekend, but I was going to do it and see friends. But my place needs organization in a big way. Your goddess loves organization, but, everything happened so quickly, and I came to Sacramento so quickly that I have not had a chance to be organized at home, and I have finally caved in and decided that I need some help. So if anybody has any... it is an organizational whiz and can offer some tips. I'm sure I'm beyond the pale, but I've decided to face this grisly task. It's the last thing you want to do when you only just have a couple of days off, but I've decided that I'm going to bite the bullet. And didn't I say that the last time I had a couple of days off? I did make some progress, but it's slow. But anyway, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. French fries are back in the house. Yes, they were gone for a while. They were freedom fries. But now French fries are back on the menu in the U.S. House of Representatives 3 years after the name was ditched in favor of freedom fries. Don't you think this will be sort of a shameful period in our lives, in our collective memory, that they couldn't even be French fries, but they became freedom fries? I mean, this is too dumb for words. Well, so if you're looking for French fries, you can go to the House of Representatives and find them again. And if you're looking for dope, you can go to Craigslist, because it's a place now for pot peddlers. You may have known this already. The classified, Craigslist is being used
As for some Seattle people, some Seattle marijuana dealers are using Craigslist. And one of them, who gave only his first name for obvious reasons, says, "I'm not too concerned about getting caught." He's in his 30s, early 30s, and he peddles pot online through Craigslist. Local and federal law enforcement officials say they're aware that dealers like Eric are turning to Craigslist and other websites to sell pot, but the amounts sold are generally so small they're not very concerned. Wouldn't you be a little bit concerned if you were buying from Craigslist and maybe they'd be, you know, the feds would be tracing you? Because, you know, after all, you would think that they might be fighting terrorism, but they're busy ripping up medical marijuana gardens in places like Santa Cruz and Los Angeles, so who knows? Eric, who spoke on condition that his last name may not be used, says he doesn't make much of a profit, if any, but he sells enough marijuana so that he can smoke for free. He sells small amounts, usually an eighth of amounts, which brings in $30 to $40. Most clients are friends or friends of friends, he says. Well, so if they're friends and friends of friends, how come he's on Craigslist? But as some customers have moved away or no longer want to light up, he's found replacement demand online. Craigslist prohibits illegal activity, but the website is mostly self-policed, and this is according to somebody from the site. So if you want freedom fries, go to the House of Representatives. If you want dope, I guess you go to Craigslist. And if you want mice, go to an airplane, because they put hidden cameras. Here's one of the things that you have to remember as you're traveling on your summer vacation if you're going somewhere. Never, never, never. If you listen to Enid Live, you know that this is one rule number one on an airplane. Never, 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 never drink the water that they're peddling down the aisle. It looks like it's coming out of a bottle that was sealed, but sometimes when they're up against it, they get it out of the tap, and you never want to drink water out of the tap of an airplane. They have done studies on these on this water, and the cooties there are enough to give you a severe... they're horrible. They have E. coli cooties. Seriously, maggots, E. coli. Every kind of cootie you can think of is in that water. So you never want to drink. Bring your own bottled water. Bring it out of your tap from home in some container, or buy it at the airport, or bring it with you, or do something. But even when they're coming down the aisle, unless you see them actually uncork that bottle, you really don't know where the water has come from. And this is a tip I got from Peter Greenberg, who has been on this show, and who is the travel editor for the Today Show, and who has written a number of books. Anyway, they put a hidden camera on an airplane, and here's what they found out. There were tons of mice all over the airplane. They're just running all over. They eat through some of the wiring. Their little feces are all over the place. So in addition to not getting enough oxygen, and don't drink the water, you have to deal with mice droppings sometimes they eat through stuff and that you can short out this and that equipment. So these are things that I thought you might want to know as you plan your next vacation. And when you're on an airplane, one of the things they're doing, because we are a bottom line society, is that we're always trying to sell you something, anything. All things are for sale. And now an airplane is a place where you are a captive audience, and one airline, I think, is putting ads on barf bags. I think you're better off putting the ad on the tray table in the upright position. That would be a position that Bob Dole would like to be in more often, and Rush too in his life, but they can't do it without pills. Anyway, they're now putting ads not only in airplanes on the barf bags, but they're trying to put ads into school buses. There's a startup company, and it wants to pipe ads on radio into the school buses that transport your children. Now, there was a company called Channel One that was giving schools audiovisual equipment in exchange for 2 minutes of commercials a day to students. And people would say, well, look, kids are exposed to more commercials than 2 minutes a day, and we get to get free audiovisual equipment for the school, so what's the big deal? Just like people say, kids have a lot of soft drinks, so what's the big deal if we have vending machines in schools that dispense soft drinks? What's the big deal about that? So I ask you that question, what's the big deal about that? Because I think it's really a big deal. There should be some places that are sort of sacred in life where the bottom line isn't as important as it is every place else. And a school bus might be one of those places. And a schoolroom, not that much learning seems to be going on in a lot of schoolrooms around here, but a schoolroom would be another of those places. So that what the school should be promoting is not soft drinks, and it shouldn't be promoting commercials, even though, you know, we are a commercial medium. But we're not a schoolroom right here. Well, sometimes we're a schoolroom, but, you know, we're really AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're Enid Live. So it's a different thing. But if you're in a schoolroom, I don't think that you should be promoting things that are not good for students. So your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So a lot of schools make deals with the devil. Well, we get a percentage of the profits, so we'll have soft drink, vending machines in the schools. And a lot of those are now coming out, which is a good thing. We get free audiovisual equipment, so we will subject students to a couple of minutes of commercials every day because, hey, they watch them anyhow. Well, okay, they do. But not they shouldn't be watching them in school. School should be another place where it's a commercial-free zone, maybe. Maybe it's a zone for learning, a learning zone. There's a new idea. So it would be very nice if we could keep places if we could not mix what it is. You know, it's when we talked yesterday about the motherhood. Remember that woman, Helen Kirwan Taylor, who wrote, she's an English woman. Actually, she's not English. She lives in England. Turns out she's an American. I guess we should have known. But she's lived in England for 18 years. And she wrote the thing on motherhood yesterday that has gotten so many people upset. She thinks motherhood is completely boring. She has two kids, 1-10, 1-12. And so, you know, she's sort of pulling an Ann Coulter here and writing about motherhood. I think taking a small idea and amplifying it in order to, get herself some publicity. But, yeah, there are certain areas in life where there should be a certain kind of honesty going on. And all of those places... medicine was always sort of a sacred place. I always use that phrase, a sacred place. But it's become a bottom line place. It's not so much a sacred place. The academe used to be thought of as a sacred place, but there's more politics in academe, and there's more, you know, moral cutting of corners in academe than you would have ever have thought. So it's not such a sacred place anymore. And the confessional and the places, you know, religious places that used to be really thought of as sacred places, gee, there's an awful lot of sexual activity going on in those places. So there are not too many sacred places left anymore where it's an honest place to be. You know, motherhood used to be the place where your kids came first. Or parenthood, where your kids came first, and now parents can't wait to run away from it because it's complicated. It's easier to solve the problems at the office than to solve the problems with your children. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, and I agree with you, Enid. Motherhood is where those kids are to come and feel safe. It's a sacred place.
Yeah, that's if you're an active participant.
Well, true.
And you're not renting with an option to buy.
Yeah, that woman irritated the crap out of me. I admit it.
I can tell.
Yeah, I don't like her anymore. I don't really know her, but I'm never going to like her. Most tonight, right around 67. Nice to take a walk with your children tonight. On the drive home, buckle them up because you know what? 99 southbound by Fruit Ridge Road is nice and slow. Taking care on the right-hand side of a disabled vehicle. Also, a collision just above that. Three cars and a big rig has got into it. Back with more Enid Live. Please log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel as we leap into the arms of the weekend. A couple of things. I just had this idea. This is what Democrats have to do. They have to pass out condoms with messages on them that will expand with use. For the along the lines of, maybe help me come up with a phrase, we're passing out condoms, because Democrats do that anyway, because you want to avoid sexually transmitted diseases and children that you weren't thinking about having in the first place, because many parents are running away from them. But what we want to do is make the point about how you would get screwed if Republicans won the midterm elections. So what would the condom say? You'll get screwed if you you're going to need these if Republicans win. I mean, what could the message be? Because I think it would get a lot of publicity. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember, it would be an expanding message. Remember the description of that Molly Ivins had of Arnold? She said he looked like a condom stuffed with walnuts. Well, I saw him up close. That is a very good description. Anyway, before the invasion, a former ambassador to Croatia, Peter Galbraith, is claiming that before the invasion, George W. Dickey Bush was unaware that there were two major sects of Islam just 2 months before the president ordered troops to invade Iraq. In his new book, The End of Iraq, How American Incompetence Created a War Without End, Galbraith, who is the son of the late economist, very well-known, very well-respected economist who just died, John Kenneth Galbraith, claims that American leadership knew very little about the nature of Iraqi society and the problems it would face after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. A year after his axis of evil speech before the U.S. Congress, Dickey met with three Iraqi Americans, one of whom became post-war Iraq's first representative to the United States. The three described what they thought would be the political situation after the fall of Saddam Hussein. During their conversation with the president, Galbraith claims, it became apparent to them that Bush was unfamiliar with the distinction between Sunnis and Shiites.
Galbraith reports that the three of them spent some time explaining to Bush that there are two different sects in Islam, to which the president allegedly responded, "I thought the Iraqis were Muslims." Research by this particular website has confirmed a surprising lack of public statements from the president regarding the branches of Islam, but did uncover at least one mention of their existence. So anyway, Dickie didn't know. And as Nora Ephron points out, he's got this, you know, with all the stuff that's gone on with him, he's got the best resting heart rate of anybody you can think of, because you know what? He doesn't trouble himself. When he was governor of Texas, Dickie's staff left a lot of time for him to play video games and go cycling, and you know, he isn't overly gotten a hernia by stretching himself to do what this job requires. And we are, you know, you're just amazed that someone as incompetent as Dickie gets to be president of the United States. Just amazed that the American public has allowed itself to be this bamboozled. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, here's Ann Coulter, Coltergeist. She must need more publicity. So here's what she's done. She's called Al Gore a total fag. She, on a hardball with Chris Matthews, in addition to asserting that Vice President Al Gore is, quote, a total fag, and suggesting that the American people would like to see the UN headquarters bombed, and Coulter also pronounced herself in awe of the voters of South Carolina. But I think what she really meant were the voters of South Dakota, and she means the termination of abortion rights in South Dakota. So she's got her states wrong, and I don't know what state she's living in, perhaps a state of grace, because she seems to be selling more books. But she has called Al Gore a total fag, and by the way, his movie, An Inconvenient Truth, is number four, an all-time documentary grossing. It's grossed the number four amount in terms of documentary. So it's done very, very well. And in addition to calling Al Gore a total fag, she has called Bill Clinton, she calls him a latent homosexual. Now, some of you think that because Ann Coulter has a big Adam's apple, that her real name is Man Coulter. But so why is she so preoccupied with people who are gay? Why does she want to call Al Gore, quote, a total fag? And why is she saying that Bill Clinton is a latent homosexual? I mean, what is she hoping to do by making these kinds of comments, besides sell books? Have you got any thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Robert in Antelope, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, I think to answer your question regarding Ann Coulter's the reason she calls Gore a fag and she's concerned about the homosexuality of President Clinton is that she used to be a man.
And, how do we know that for sure? Because of her Adam's apple?
Well, her Adam's apple, her unusually large hands are just the two giveaways, plus her voice. I mean, obviously she's a woman, she's a man who's taking a hormone pill. So, I mean, she obviously was a man with issues, so she sees self-assured men such as Clinton and Gore. Obviously, she's against them because she wasn't self-assured as a man. That's why she went to a woman.
Well, it's an interesting theory, but we have no proof about it. We haven't held the gaydar over her head to see where she fits in the grand scheme of things. But I think, why do you think she says these things, though? Because she's gay and she's self-hating? Is that the deal?
That's one thing that seems to make sense, you know, because, I mean, I can't imagine any reasonable, logical person would just make the outrageous, outlandish statement.
You know what I think she does? You know what I really think she does? I think she concocts this stuff out of whole cloth, and she knows she's going to get publicity, and she knows she's going to be asked back to these cable shows, which somebody told me that the whole viewership on MSNBC is about 60,000 people. I don't know if that's true, but I think, you know, we may have more listeners here than MSNBC has viewers.
Yeah, if there's only 60,000 people, that's absolutely nothing on the blip.
No, but there are 60,000 probably influential people who watch things like MSNBC. I don't know. I mean, somebody told me that. I don't know if that's right or not. Somebody do some research and we'll figure it out. So, okay, so you think she's really, that Ann is really Man Coulter?
Oh, I'm a firm believer that she really is Man Coulter. I mean,
Well, there's only one way to, Robert, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, get a swab.
Get a swab.
Well, just a DNA testing.
Wait, does that test your X and Y chromosomes? And how much of that, if you've had gender reassignment surgery, how much can they figure out what, I don't know how they do that, but maybe somebody will know the answer to that. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your comments. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Don in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Don.
Hello. You asked the question why Ann Coulter might be using terms that having to be related to sexuality and gayness.
Yeah,
well,
why?
Sexuality, you know, I guess it's trying to gain attention and without really issue to deal with. Probably the same reason why you use Dickie and other things like condoms in your conversations having to do with George Bush. They're ways of gaining attention without using true and specific issue matter.
Well, now, wait a minute, Don.
I think
we're being screwed by the Republican Party, so I think putting a Democratic advertising message on a condom hits two birds with one stone. First of all, it's a public health, you know, use condoms so you don't have unwanted pregnancies and transmit sexual diseases, and make a point about being screwed by Republicans, which we are being screwed by Republicans. And Dickie, well, we got two dicks running the White House. I mean, I didn't name Dick Cheney.
Continually use it with George Bush. It is the same idea. You are using sexuality against people who happen to have different political.
I'm not calling people total fags. You cannot make the same analogy. You can try, Don, but you're not. It's not going to hold up.
Well, you know what? It's not just trying. It's the way it is. If you're talking in sexual terms of trying to tear somebody down.
I'm asking about Ann Coulter. I'm asking why she calls Al Gore, who's a married man with children, a total fag. Now, why does she do that?
I don't have to defend Ann Coulter.
Am I calling the president? Am I calling Dickie a total fag? I'm not.
It's not a matter of just, you know, naming and claiming that one is calling one happened, you know, one sexual alternative, one and one another. It is that you use sexuality at all. It is not part of the issue. And when you use Dickie, when you use condoms,
when I say that there are two dicks, when I'm saying, Don, that there are two dicks running the White House, that isn't even sexual. That has nothing. That's really not about sex. You may not have noticed that calling somebody saying that there are two dicks running the White House is not sexual.
The point, but nevertheless,
Don, you can say it, but it's not sexual.
You know what? Go back and listen to your tapes completely, and you will hear what people are hearing out here.
Are you going to vote for Dickie for president in the next election? Are you going to vote for the Republicans?
Who is Dickie? You want to use a first name, a correct name? I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Who are you going to vote for president on the Republican side?
There's no one running at this particular time.
Are you going to vote Republican?
You know, I'll look at that when the time comes, but I voted for a Democrat, but mostly I voted for Republican.
Who did you vote for in the last election? Dickie?
Oh, well, who are you talking about?
The president.
Well, that's not who I call by that name, and that's what I'm talking about.
And did you vote for him in the last election?
A sexual intonation or reference is referring to George Bush.
Did you vote for George W. Dickie Bush in the last election?
Well, there again.
Don, I know the answer to the question, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Tyler in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Enid, I love your show. It's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to verify really quick, as a female to male transgender,
yes,
you can do a simple blood test to find out what somebody's chromosomes are. So, I mean, if we really wanted to know, we could just let them.
Even if you had a gender reassignment, all it takes is a blood test to tell us what you were born?
Absolutely. Your chromosomes never change. I've been on testosterone for 2 years now, and I know plenty of people who have transitioned both ways, and your chromosomes never change. Even post-mortem, you can still tell what somebody was born as.
So are you making a transition?
I am.
From what to what?
From female to male.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you have a voice that I would never have thought of as a female voice. So that's pretty good.
It didn't always sound this way, so that took 2 years of injections every 2 weeks.
Well, tell us what it's like. Tell us what you have had to go through.
You know, actually, it's fantastic. I'm much happier now. there is therapy involved. You know, you always want to make sure that you're taking the right course. But my therapy was wonderful. I had a fantastic therapist, and it was actually very short. It's a huge misconception that you have to go through a year of therapy. It's not a year. There's no set time. It's really when you and your therapist are comfortable with taking the next step.
How old are you, Tyler?
I'm 22 now.
Wow, you're doing this at a... Did you always know that you were a man and not a woman?
Actually, I think gender's a little more fluid than that. I really don't see things in black and white. But as a kid, I always knew I was different. I knew that there was something different before I knew that there were words for things like transgenders.
So if I were to look at you, would I know if you're a man or a woman? Could I tell?
Most people cannot tell when you transition from female to male. I mean,
when I see you on the street, what do you register as?
99% of people register me as male. I have facial hair. I have a deeper voice. Although I'm preoperative, I bind my chest. So there's not a whole lot of clues that would just shout out this person was not born male.
Because I remember seeing Renee Richards, who was a doctor who went from male to female. And I remember just sitting, it was where I swam, and he showed up, and it was, although it was a she then, but I didn't know who it was, and it was just out of the corner of my eye, and I just saw a woman walking toward where I was sitting, and then I happened to look away, and the woman was walking back, and that was a man. So from the front, she was more like a woman, and when she was walking away, she was more like a man, and then I realized who I was looking at.
There are actually there are a few things that really stand out, especially if you're going from female to male.
Uh-huh.
You don't really lose things like how wide your hips are. Stuff like that doesn't change. Your body fat redistributes, so along your torso you might not have the same curve that you used to, but things like your wide hips never go away, you don't get taller, you know, typically you have smaller hands and smaller feet. There are little cues, but for female to male, there's not a lot you can see. For male to female, you tend to have a little better idea, but frankly, I've known some MTFs that are so beautiful you would never know.
Do you think that Ann Coulter is really a man?
You know, if people really want to know, I'm sure that could be researched. I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, there are plenty of people that look like they could be transitioning that really are not. And it's entirely possible that she just has a very masculine appearance. The only difference between male and female is the hormone bath in utero. So who knows? I mean, maybe she just got a little more masculine hormone bath.
You talk about her, you need a shower right afterward. Tyler, thank you very much. I appreciate the information, and good luck to you.
Thank you. One last thing. The guy that called before was being very childish, and I think that your point was beautiful, and I love the condom idea.
Thank you.
If you get that sold to anybody who will make them, say it on the radio. I'll buy them.
All right. Tyler, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. You have fantastic phone call and fantastic weather tonight. 67 for the low, highs 94 and on the next couple of days. Our traffic looking nice and, well, bleak. Is that the word I want to use? Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Fulton Avenue. It looks like two cars, a big rig, a motorcycle, and very fortunately, there's no injuries there at Southbound Cap City Freeway and Fulton Avenue. Disabled vehicle on the right-hand side, I-80 just east of Madison Avenue. Another accident westbound 50 at 59th Street and north or southbound I-5 just south of Florham Road. Emergency vehicles blocking a three-car collision, so stay clear of that. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
troubled times, we have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, Ann Coulter has called Al Gore a total fag. And she thinks that Bill Clinton is a latent homosexual. And since there's some controversy about what sex Ann Coulter is actually, because some of you have pointed out that she's got big hands and an Adam's apple, and maybe we could call her Man Coulter. One of you called in just now and didn't have a chance to go on the air to say that the way to find out, you don't need to have a blood test, just a DNA test.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The Middle East today saw and heard more of the same. 190 Hezbollah rockets sailed into Israel, killing four civilians. And CBS's Lee Cowan says Israel went after Hezbollah targets from the air.
The victims were workers loading peaches and plums into delivery trucks. But to Israeli warplanes, they must have appeared to be doing something much more menacing. Four missiles struck without warning, aimed at buildings Israeli intelligence believed housed Hezbollah weapons. At least two dozen were killed. Hezbollah struck back, lobbing more than 200 rockets into Israel. Some hit some 50 miles south of the Lebanese border and within 30 miles of Tel Aviv. Those are their deepest strikes yet.
Israeli officials flatly declared today they are winning the war and slowly but surely eliminating Hezbollah. There's a break in the serial shooter case in Phoenix. Not one suspect arrested, but two.
These are the two monsters we've been hunting.
Mayor Phil Gordon.
The detectives have been working through a litany of information from all over the place. The community, the thousands of calls that have come in, the working relationship with all of the law enforcement agencies, putting all the information together.
Assistant Police Chief in Phoenix, Kevin Robinson, six people were killed, 17 were wounded in more than a year of snipings. The director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has resigned. Carl Truscott was appointed to the job in April of 2004, says he wants to pursue private interests. The flood threat in El Paso, certainly not over. The devastation already caused by high water is an emergency. Reporter Darren Hunt says they need the kind of help FEMA can bring.
Major destruction. There was a levee that broke out there in a particular neighborhood that caused major flooding. There's probably hundreds of people in El Paso that have at least 2 to 3 feet of water in their homes. They're trying to pump water out at this point to the streets.
The evacuation order's been lifted. Looks as though the shaky earthen dam on the Mexican side of the river will hold. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says with change in the winds, the U.S. stands by, willing, even anxious to help Cubans if what they decide they want is democracy.
It has long been the hope of the United States that a free, independent, and democratic Cuba would be more than just a close neighbor. It would be a close friend. This is our goal now more than ever.
Nothing like petty bureaucrats with a little power. In Beijing, two Chinese officials in charge of the electricity in Hunan province did not get an invitation to the new hotel's opening party. So they turned out the lights to the whole neighborhood and told the two women who managed the hotel they could have the power back on, 1 hour of lights for every bottle of booze the women drank. Took a while to get the lights back on. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 2 points. NASDAQ was off about 7. Oil prices down 70 cents at $74.76 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Hey, how come you always get to pick the paint color?
Okay, what color do you want to paint?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's the home makeover event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration premium coatings, and save an extra 25% on Easy Change wallpaper patterns, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Pet owners praise it. The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Orrick XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Arthur Lee has died after a kaleidoscopic life and career.
Psychedelic pioneer Arthur Lee, architect of the band Love, has died in Memphis.
Watching all the people die.
Lee called himself the first so-called black hippie, forming the multiracial band Love in L.A. in 1965. The group's Forever Changes is considered a seminal work, often voted one of the greatest albums of all time. Lee was volatile. His unpredictable behavior sent him behind bars for illegal possession of a gun. He died in his hometown of Memphis from leukemia. Arthur Lee was 61.
What are you seeing? I see. How do you feel?
Bill Vitka, CBS News.
My name is...
Everything ends, including heat waves. Temperatures in the 80s have overtaken much of the eastern seaboard. course, it was 100 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, but that's Texas. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
America. The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are all fleeing, madly fleeing into the arms of the weekend, and we're talking about many, many things. We're talking about when something is meant to happen, it would happen more easily than it is, and that's the arena, which now is dealing with the possibility of toxic waste on the area it's supposed to be situated, and the people who have control of that property want to site the arena one place, but the city fathers, who are really mothers, want to site it another place, and so it's another complication. And the Democrats want to have a debate about whether a yes or no on the arena. What's the debate? This is no yes. This is only a no. And we have talked about what the Republicans are planning, the playbook that they've got. They're going to be concentrating on planning on family values and how Democrats have an adequately defined marriage, never mind that marriages last longer in blue states than they do in red states. The divorce rate is way higher in the red states. And we're also talking about one of the things that the Democrats can do to campaign, and they can give away condoms with the expanding message on the side, because we are being screwed by Republicans. And one of you just called in over the break and said, I don't support, you can, here's the message on the condom, I don't support trickle down economics. Ooh. So what should the condom message say? And we're dealing with, since we've got two dicks in the White House, I think it's absolutely appropriate that we're giving away condoms, because we are getting screwed by the Republicans. There's no question about it. Ann Coulter, up to her usual tricks, has now called Al Gore a total fag. And she says that Bill Clinton is a latent homosexual. And you may wish to comment about all of that. 349-1320-866-620-61320. We stream live on 1320leftchannel.com. It does sound like what happens in a urologist's office. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. So your thoughts. Let's head over to the phones and to Marshall, somewhere on Highway 20. Hi, Marshall. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. It's good to talk to you again. Ann Coulter has become the darling of the right wing. And while I don't think there's anything wrong with, transgender surgeries and that sort of thing, it would just tickle me pink if it turned out that with their obsession with sexuality, if it turned out that were the case. I think she's disgusting.
Well, the way we can find out, according to one of you, is all you need is DNA testing. So you offer her a glass, a cup of coffee or a drink, and then you swipe the cup, and you have it tested as soon as she's it's disappeared.
I think if I was ever in her company, I'd lose my lunch.
Well, she may have a chilling effect on a lot of people. Marshall, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Patricia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid, with Ann Coulter there, I think, well, it's either the case that she's got a problem with her sexuality, so she needs to take it out on Al Gore, but most likely, I think it's because it's usually they don't have an argument. See, she can't debate any issues because Republicans lose on every end. I mean, if you just look at the war, imagine how they look. Like you heard today on CNN, the 100,000 Iraqis that were in the streets protesting with signs saying death to America and Israel, and that they support Hezbollah.
At no extra charge.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we said there's no weapons of mass destruction, yet we found no weapons? I mean, any debate you would get in with the Republicans.
Well, that's why the Republicans, the playbook, they want to go after family values, they want to go after the Democrats haven't adequately defined marriage like you can adequately define it. I mean, these are completely not to the point. These are completely irrelevant. What's relevant is what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in the treasury in this country, the fact that we're going down the tubes, that's what's relevant.
Yeah, and one more thing, Enid, not to get off the subject, but remember you asked earlier about the soda in the schools?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted to, debate that at all, but, the pediatrician for my two young children had told me that he sees a high rate of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, among young children, even at age 2, because of the excessive amount of, not just sugar, but the soda is his number one problem he's having with.
Are 2-year-olds drinking soda?
My kids never touch it, never. I give them milk, water, and instead of giving them juice, I let them eat fruit. But I want to let parents know out there that high corn fructose syrup is really bad for, especially not just our system, but a child's system. It just makes their system go into sugar overload. And it's just so incredibly bad for you. But that's my thought on that. And imagine giving it to teenagers.
Well, this
else.
Is why schools, really school, you know, you can make the argument kids are drinking sodas anyway, and so we can make a little bit off. I think it's terrible. I think schools have to do the right thing and inculcate the right thing, even if they risk, you know, money isn't everything, although you wouldn't know it in this society.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Patricia. I appreciate the call. 349-1320-866-620-6320. Trevor in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Trevor.
I got a quick condom slogan for you. Protect yourself from Republican screwing, vote Democrat.
Protect yourself from... Well, no, I'm going to change that because I think you're on the right road. But I'm going to change it to protect yourself from being screwed by Republicans. That's how I would...
That'll work.
Protect yourself from being screwed by Republicans. Vote Democratic. And then if you make it in small letters and you use it, you'll have a big message, but you probably won't have your eyes open at that moment. Trevor, thank you very much for that. That's a good one. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good one. All right, so here it is. I think one of the things that the Democrats have to do is pass out condoms because, A, it's a public health aid. And B, I think it is a very forthright, in-your-face message about how the Republicans are screwing us, and we need to defend ourselves against the Republicans. So if you can think of a really good slogan, I'd like to hear it for the condoms. Think about that. We have good people. We have very smart people thinking of good slogans. And I want to ask your opinion about this. 5 conservative federal appeals court judges. Accused a colleague of promoting censorship after the court refused to consider an appeal by a Southern California student barred by his high school from wearing an anti-gay T-shirt to class. So if you... Now, let's think about this. If you could make the argument that if you're wearing an anti-gay T-shirt to school, it could cause a lot of problems. But you can also make the argument that if you censor an anti-gay T-shirt, do you censor a pro-gay T-shirt? So if you wear a pro-gay T-shirt, is that okay, and an anti-gay T-shirt not okay, or is free speech free speech? What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. This is Stephen, Judge Stephen Reinhardt, and we like him a lot. He was behind one of these decisions, but the kid came to school with an anti-gay T-shirt, and the school's principal told the student that the shirt was inflammatory, which I guess is different from flammable or inflammable, which I guess means the same thing, and asked him to remove it. The boy asked to be suspended instead, but was kept in the office the rest of the day without being disciplined. He then filed a suit a couple of months later, said that the school had violated his rights to free speech and exercise of religion because he's probably a fundamentalist and anti-gay. Now, remember, here's Ann Coulter. She couldn't think of anything else. She couldn't attack Al Gore on the issue, so she called him a total fag. On Hardball with Chris Matthews, and I don't know why she called him that. And she has called Bill Clinton a latent homosexual. And I don't know why she's done that either. And here's a kid wearing a T-shirt to high school. And remember now, you have fundamentalist kids who want the right to proselytize against gays in high schools, to right to be anti-gay. Is it a free speech issue? Is it a hate speech issue? How do you rule in a case like that? Because if you say you can't wear the anti-gay T-shirt, then the question is, can you wear the pro-gay T-shirt? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Kevin in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes, a couple of things. One, sad to say, but high school students do not have the same free speech rights and civil rights that voting adults have. And the school has a right to prevent disruption. So I would say, yes, if you can ban a T-shirt that's disruptive because it's anti-gay, then you can ban a T-shirt that was pro-gay if it causes a disruption.
Are you a school administrator?
No, I'm not. But I remember when I was in high school, I was a newspaper editor, and I found out that you didn't have all the freedom of press and freedom of speech rights that you had.
Well, is that true? Is it true that you don't have any kind of because there was a lawsuit argued here that argues to the contrary. So, and I know that there are these fundamentalist Christian right law firms who are right in there. Working on behalf of a free speech so that they say it's a religious right to proselytize against homosexuality, and you can do that in a variety of ways. That's what they're arguing.
Well, the freedom of religion would not fly in a school issue, but if they argue the free speech aspect of it, they can try to get there. The school would then have to argue that it would be a disruption. And, for instance, students can be searched without warning.
Can they be searched without consent?
Yes, they can be searched without warning, without consent, if there's any sort of suspicion there. They don't have Fourth Amendment protection rights because the school has to maintain a safe environment for the entire population. And same, if a T-shirt can cause such a disruption, and we get the issue that students can write it and fight, and that a case could be made, and I think, although I don't like the idea of it, I always think more speech is better than less speech, but because for the protection of the school, they could prevent either shirt from being worn.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it.
I have also two
problems. Let me hear that. Because you know what? Schools are filled with metal detectors. I mean, you know, what have our schools devolved into? All right, what are the two slogans for the condoms?
Okay, one is you make it an image of an elephant's trunk, and at the end of the condom, you say you're getting screwed by the GOP again.
Ooh, that's good. Wait a minute. So the visual is an elephant's trunk.
And then as it unrolls, you see at the end a message, getting screwed by the GOP again.
That's a good animation.
And then the other one would be for solid, satisfying election, vote Democratic.
Oh, Kevin, that's good. All right, wait a minute. I'm writing this down. Election, vote Democratic. I think that they ought to really think about distributing condoms with these great slogans. And the funnier, the better. And put them in neon colors and every other, you know, get a lot of publicity that way.
Keep the humor, though. Otherwise, we're playing into the hands of the GOP, who are going to be playing family values. This kind of plays into their hands if we don't play with a lot of humor.
A lot of humor. You need a lot of humor to deal with the GOP. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate this. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. You have a slogan for the condoms that we're going to be distributing on behalf of the Democrats in the coming election because we are getting screwed by Republicans? If you have a good slogan, I'd like to hear it. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Fabulous election, Enid.
Well, that's what Rush said, didn't he?
Oh, now, you know what? I really don't pay attention to him, but maybe. Low tonight,
that's
right?
That's why he said he was taking Viagra for the election. Oh, never mind.
Poor guy. You know what? It's a good thing he's not in this hot weather. 94, 96 for the next couple of days. Lows tonight right around 67, though. We're at 92 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking all right. Now, remember, on the way to Reno there on I-80, the traffic is, I mean, literally going 5 to 10 miles per hour because we do have hot August nights over there. A lot of people over here in Northern California are headed that way. So if you can take an alternate route at least until you get to Sierras, it might be a better idea. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just north at E Street, we do have a collision blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody. Well, the market opened sharply higher today, then slumped after July's unemployment report. Employers in the U.S. added fewer jobs than expected, and the unemployment rate rose for the first time since November, showing the labor market is losing strength as the economy grows. The unemployment rate unexpectedly rose to 4.8%. This is from 4.6%. The figures are the final piece of major economic data before the Fed makers gather on Tuesday to determine whether to lift interest rates for an 18th consecutive time. Today's report helped strengthen the case for the Fed to pause after 2 years of rate increases. And on the news today, the market did fall just 2 points to 11,240. For the week, we're up 21 points, and the NASDAQ slipped 7 to 2085. In the news today, an executive with Merck Medco said there could be a generic version of Bristol-Myers Squibb's Plavix drug by the end of the year. Canada-based Epotex may introduce the medicine this month despite the risk of a lawsuit. The drug brought in $6.3 billion last year. And in that news today, Bristol-Myers slipped $1.04 to $22.75. Apple Computer said it has discovered more evidence of irregularities related to stock option grants and warned that it may have to restate earnings back to September of 2002. Apple said in June it was investigating stock option grants from 1997 to 2001, including an award to CEO Steve Jobs. The company said yesterday after the market closed that it will delay its quarterly filing with regulators while it continues a review. Apple said it hasn't determined the size of the charge it will probably take to account for the options or what periods need restating. But on that news, Apple slipped $1.43 to $68.30. Bond market, well, they think the Fed's going to stop raising interest rates. They rallied strongly today with the 10-year bond up a half a point. This drops the yield sharply to 4.89%. Oil slid $1.16 to $74.30 a barrel, and gold was up $3.50 to $660.50 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Hi, this is Michelle.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time, the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Talk to Enid now.
We can't have them talking that way. It frightens the other children.
349-1320.
5:24 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of different things as usual, our flea market of ideas. We're talking about Ann Coulter. She's calling Al Gore a total fag, and she's calling President Clinton a latent homosexual. And in line with this conversation, we are also thinking about the idea in the next election of distributing condoms because Democrats have been getting screwed by Republicans, and we need to protect ourselves. So if you can think of a good slogan, and remember, it will be an expanding message, we would like to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jimmy in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, Jimmy.
I have a possible slogan.
Yes.
Vote Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
Your cure for electile dysfunction.
Ooh! I'm writing this down. Your cure for erectile dysfunction instead of reptile dysfunction?
Yeah.
Okay. I always say reptile because the snakes are out in full force. Okay, Jimmy, that's very good. Thank you very much. I like that. All right. Do you like the idea of the condom distribution? All right, here it is. Montana's researchers, in Montana, there are a bunch of researchers, and Conrad Burns, who's a Republican senator in Montana, is convinced that this will work. He is convinced that insects could be used to detect bombs. We have heard of bomb-sniffing dogs, but we have not heard of bomb-sniffing insects. But apparently, some researchers in Montana believe that bees can do it. And they're, you know why they're so mad, and you know why they sting you? Because they're not A's, that's why. Anyway, so they got a $5 million grant from Conrad Burns, funding in a Defense Department spending bill. $5 million for not killer bees, but bees that can detect bombs. I share that with you because I'm sure there's some significance, and you can tell me what it is. On the matter of the T-shirt, the anti-gay T-shirt, it was Judge Stephen Reinhardt in San Francisco on the fabled Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They decided not to hear this case, and it was the case where a kid who wore an anti-gay T-shirt was prevented from doing so. And so because the Ninth Circuit refused to hear the case, then it stood, and the kid could not wear an anti-gay T-shirt to school. Now, I don't know whether you can wear a pro-gay T-shirt to the school or not, but he could not wear an anti-gay T-shirt because it was thought to be hate speech, and it was thought to be disruptive. So you may have some thoughts about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things we've been talking about here are sacred spaces. It's a term that there are very few of them, but it's a term I've sort of thought about in my own head. These are places where we try to keep commerce out. But there are very few places anymore that you can keep commerce out. There's advertising everywhere. And when you thought that if you went to the doctor, you know, medicine we always thought of as a sacred space that was held to a higher standard. We didn't make money the bottom line in medicine. Well, now money is, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line. And it gets worse. In publications like JAMA, which is the Journal of the American Medical Association, you have researchers, doctors, etc., writing pieces on issues and drugs that they have been paid to write. Sometimes ghostwriters are paid to write on their behalf. Sometimes they've gotten research grants from the companies about whose drugs they are writing. So you're not getting a clean take on something. You're getting a very sullied take on something. And then it gets even worse than that. There were a bunch of hospital chiefs who got together. These are people who run hospitals. And they are being paid for their advice by other hospitals. So, you know, it's the relationship between doctors and drug companies have come under a certain amount of scrutiny. But not much is known, less is known about how hospital executives interact with companies that sell products as varied as syringes and financial services. So here you've got these hospital chiefs, and they're being wined and dined by the people, the vendors who could be selling to them, and they are getting a lot of perks for advice on hospital management and so on. So in every way, what I guess I'm trying to say in a not very good way here, is that when you think you're going to somebody and you're getting you hope you're getting an honest story, you're not always getting an honest story. And I have a cousin, I think I told you the story, who is he's actually married to my cousin. So he's my cousin's husband, and he's retired. He's older, and he was a neurosurgeon, well trained and successful. And he says he is very embarrassed now sometimes about his medical profession. And the reason he says he is that he sees the medical journals. And they talk about how you can boost your practice. And, you know, everybody deserves to make a living. But in selling unnecessary services. And you don't know if you're getting an honest take on something. So you go to the doctor and you have an issue. And you don't know whether he's prescribing something for you because, you know, that drug company has paid for a trip. Or because he's made some sort of a deal, or he gets some sort of a something or other. And these drug companies have reps, and they know exactly how much of each drug that the doctors are prescribing. There's a way to get that information. So they come in and they say, you're not prescribing enough of this, or, you know, you're under-prescribing that. And, I mean, and then if doctors try to give you medication for pain when people are terminal, and they really would like to have morphine or things like that, very often docs are afraid to prescribe, over-prescribe, because they can get in trouble for it. Looks like they're prescribing too many narcotics. So if you're a doc, if you're a medical provider, I'd like to hear from you on these issues. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And something that I want to toss into the conversation, too, and I don't know if this is true, but I saw this piece. I'm not sure where it came from. Allegedly, there were research projects by Yale, the University of California, and the University of Michigan, and they have concluded that a person's longevity is greatly affected by his or her morality. Now, if that's true, Dick Cheney should have dropped dead about 20 years ago. Researchers studying the relationship between mortality and a person's relationship with society have found that a person who is optimistic and helpful to others and lives in harmony with others can expect a much longer lifespan. Now, on the other hand, the mortality rate for people who harbor ill intentions toward others, harm others for their own benefit, who are hard to get along with, is 1.5 to 2 times higher than normal. Researchers concluded that the phenomenon applies across different races, various income levels, and an assortment of physical training levels and diverse lifestyles. As early as 1958, a very noted cardiovascular specialist followed 500 medical school students for 25 years, and he found that the mortality rate for those who were hostile was 96%, and that they contracted heart disease at a rate 5 times higher than the rest. Well, it seems to me that the mortality rate is 100% because eventually everybody dies. So I don't know how these figures come in. But they're saying that if you're more optimistic, if you are helpful to others, if you live in harmony with others, you can expect a longer lifespan. You think this is true? Gee, I'd like to think that this is true. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And that all these evil beings in Washington will somehow be in the checkout line, and they'll be disappearing pretty quickly. That would be perky news, wouldn't it? I mean, Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
You know, I'm from Montana, thus some of my names, and it kind of scares me that they have
bees, that the bees that can sniff bombs.
Well, I mean, if that's the truth, and it really does, otherwise I'm a little disappointed that they wasted money on that research. You know what I'm saying?
$5 million.
Unreal.
Insects can be used to detect bombs. Well, we know some insects, and some of them are holding high office. Never mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, traffic's looking all right, except, like I said, on the way to Reno. Right when you get to the Sierras there on I-80, actually it's so backed up because people are on their way to hot August nights. People in this building are going. I've got a couple phone calls, so stay clear of that as well. Southbound 99 right there at Fruit Ridge Road, and above to Mack Road onto Elk Grove, there's a traffic jam due to a 3-car accident. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
Businesses will flounder.
That's right.
It's corporate greed. Say you have 5 employees and the minimum wage goes up a couple of bucks. So over a 40-hour week, that's an additional $80 for 5 employees. That's $400. If $400 is the difference between you staying in business and going out of business, I would suggest that maybe it's not going to be the minimum wage that puts your company out of business. That's just my thought. I've never run a small business, so I'm, as usual, talking out of my rear end.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is another AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years. A companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdine Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Very Active Action Calendar. Have you ever wanted to learn how to salsa? Or do you already know how to salsa and just want to have some fun? On Friday evening, August 4th, it's the Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night. It's a night of lively salsa dancing, good company, and a sharing of ideas. So, put on your dancing shoes. The Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night will be held this Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the local 946 Machinist Union Hall at the corner of Sunrise Boulevard and Citrus Road in Rancho Cordova. If you don't know how to salsa, don't worry. The evening will include salsa dance lessons, a salsa dance demonstration, and a talk by Bill Durston on the topic, A Country of Immigrants. For more information, call 916-622-VOTE or go to Bill's website, Durston, D-U-R-S-T-O-N, for Congress.org. That's this Friday, Durston for Congress Latin Dance Night.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember what your homework assignment is, always. You have to tell 3 to 5 people every day about AM 1320. Walk up to strangers. It's a great way to, it is, to start a conversation if you're in a store someplace, if you're in the checkout line. We're on the checkout line. We just don't know when it's going to happen. Let them know that there's something worth listening to on the AM dial, that they can find 1320 here, that there's a pushback to conservative talk radio, that they can listen to Enid Live from 3 to 7 on weekdays, and Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort from 5:30 to 9 on weekdays, and Randy Rhodes and Al Franken and Mike Malloy and RFK Jr. and just really good talk radio right here on AM 1320. So do that, and you will be doing yourself and us a great favor. And if you want another voice besides conservative talk radio to survive and thrive, it would be a wonderful thing for you to do. The lore is that somehow only conservative talk radio can be successful, and so far that it hasn't been the case here. So. But we can always use your help. Also, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. My shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org. And I want to remind you, we're going to have Lawrence Wright on, who's written a very interesting book about 9/11 and Al-Qaeda with a lot of new information. It is going to be the lead cover book review in Sunday's New York Times book review section. It's already gotten a terrific book review in the daily New York Times, and this is going to be on the cover of the Sunday, and apparently it's going to get another good review as well. We're talking about many, many things. We're talking about you will live longer if you are more optimistic, if you can get along in harmony, better harmony with other people. If you're hostile and negative, you tend to not live as long. So then are we surprised that Dick Cheney's had about 5,000 heart attacks? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about Ann Coulter's remarks. She thinks that Al Gore is a total fag and that Bill Clinton is a latent homosexual, and you might have comments about that. It's a little bit like, the administration. They can't win the war, so they're going to bomb the press. They're going to change the subject. If she can't make the argument, or she's run out of things, other people to malign, she figures that she can malign. You know, if that's true, and you don't live as long because you're nasty, I don't know what this says about Ann Coulter. We could take life insurance policies out on her and name ourselves beneficiaries. What do you think? 349-1320. And I'm thinking that in the coming election, what Democrats have to do besides roll up their sleeves and get involved is to distribute condoms. It's a public health. It'd be a good thing to do from a public health standpoint. And you could put a message on there along the lines of, we're getting screwed by Republicans. And this is how we are protecting ourselves. And some of you have called in with some really good messages for the condoms. Vote Democratic, the cure for erectile dysfunction. Somebody else said put an elephant trunk on the condom. The visual is in the elephant's trunk. Getting screwed by the GOP again. Let's see. For a solid, satisfying election, vote Democratic. So those are just some of the slogans that people have called in with. And the Republicans, this is interesting to me. The Republicans, in spite of the fact that there was a big study that came out that said that public schools do as well as private schools, in the main, you will do as well going to a public school as you will a private school. The administration has continued to come out in favor of school vouchers. Now, to me, you know, one of the things we've talked about, one of the themes here of my show is if you want something done, you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to do it. And so school vouchers are just another way of running away from the problem. And this is what the Republicans want to do. They want to run away from the problem. It isn't solving the problem if you are talking about school vouchers. And the studies coming out, which the Republicans, the administration shared like on a Friday night, when they want to dump good, bad news, well, bad news for them, they do it on a weekend or on a Friday night when they think people are busy doing other things. So here are what the Republicans are proposing. With Education Secretary Margaret Spellings joining them in a show of support, congressional Republicans propose to spend $100 million on vouchers for low-income students in chronically failing public schools around the country to attend private and religious schools. Well, it turns out if you go to a religious school, you do less well in certain subjects. And if you go to a private school, you actually do as well in a public school as you do in general in a private school. But the Republicans want vouchers. Now, I'm not sure why they do, and you can tell me why you think they do, because I don't really know why they do. But they are proposing vouchers, even though the studies indicate that if you go to public school, you'll do just as well as if you go to private school. And here's another thing that I want to suggest to us in Sacramento. One of the things we've talked about in Sacramento is how Sacramento becomes a, quote, a world-class city and removes itself from being a cow town or what it thinks of as a cow town. And an arena is not the way to do it. The Democrats are going to debate whether or not we need an arena, but I don't see where the debate is. I think the answer is a square no, especially this deal. It's a terrible deal, and we've talked about that. We can continue to talk about it. But how can we become a really great place? How can we solve some of the problems? You know, and we are potentially a great place, and there are really wonderful parts about Sacramento that I love. But there are also some very difficult and problematic parts. And it occurs to me that one of the things that we could do that might be useful would be to mentor people. So whether it's a program in schools when you have kids who are struggling and they're not getting enough attention at home, and some of you are retired, or you have lots of time on your hands, and you don't know how to be helpful or useful, one of the ways you can do it is to mentor kids. And I know that there have to be programs all over the place for that. And then you have a segment of population, as some of them are adults, who can't really read very well. And if you're an adult, it's even harder. And maybe there's some way you can mentor. Mentor at-risk students, mentor kids who are at risk, people who could be seduced into a life of crime. So think about how we can all help each other. Think about how we can do that. Because one of what we've got going on in the administration is no sense at all of helping the country. They're helping themselves to what's in the country, but they're not really helping us much, and they're not helping the country, and they're not bringing us together. And it seems to me that the only way we can really succeed, if it isn't too late for us, and if you read Morris Berman's book, maybe it is, but it seems to me the only way we can really succeed is to help each other. So how can we do that? Can we begin by not exhibiting road rage in traffic? I know a lot of you are stuck in traffic right now. Traffic is slow in certain parts of Sacramento if you're getting out of town. So could you just kind of chill out a little bit and think about the person in the car next to you? Could actually be a relative or a neighbor. You know, in England, I have to tell you this, people are a lot nicer to each other. They used to be anyway, because a lot of them are related to each other. So if you thought that you were related to somebody, and since there are only 16 Eves, and I don't know how many Adams, but about 16 Eves, maybe we are all related to each other. Hard to know. Anyway, so I was thinking that maybe one of the ways that we can help to solve our election problems and our Sacramento problems, it's the same solution. You roll up your sleeves. You do what's in front of you. You know, if there are weeds, you pick them. If there's some clutter, you get rid of it. If there's somebody who needs your help, you try to help. If there's an older person and it's really hot, you check in on them. Or if they can't get their groceries, maybe you can help out in a way. And I think that that's an impulse that we have, but I think that it has gotten subsumed by the greediness that we also seem to have, where we're trying to strip mine everything we can for as much as we can get out of it. So if you can think of some good slogans for the condoms that the Democrats are, you know, but they're too timid. They are too timid to give them out. I know they are. But so maybe we should do that on our own. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Another question I want to ask you about. New York is looking to raise the smoking age to 21. They want to raise the age from 18 to 21. Does that work? And what is it in California? I think it's 18 here, isn't it? 349-1320. Also, there's a movement afoot to not allow smoking on the beaches, which I think is a great idea. It's such a terrible habit, I have to tell you. It's such a hideous, and I used to smoke a long time ago. I'm so happy not to do that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
So we're going to go early on the traffic, and you're right on time. Enid Goldstein is on time. I love it. You're so good. All right, weather is, well, I don't know if it's on time. It's like low 67. It should be, though, for the next couple of weeks, highs in the hundreds, which it typically is. Everybody's worried about global warming. Honestly, it is about that or lower than it normally is around this time. On to Reno. We do have hot August nights going on over there. A lot of people up here taking their cars down. Cars and motorcycles are in the back of trailers and slowing traffic down quite a bit. Okay, so if you're going that way, take an alternate route at least until you get to the Sierras. All right, and we also got, let's look, oops, my traffic just went away. Westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard in South Sac, a traffic hazard on the right-hand side of the road. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
you're looking for intense excitement, don't miss the 7th Annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp-style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
Listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs are being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
By 51 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. First senior GOP senators calling for Iraq troop withdrawal within 6 months. The Bureau of ATF head has just resigned. According to a new Gallup poll, Joe Lieberman is more popular with the Republicans than with Democrats. Oh, what a surprise that is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Welcome.
I listen to your channel 1320, and there's also a right wing channel out here. Can I say the call letters?
Well, if you want, but it's in Chico, so I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but there's bleed over. It's in the 1290s. Okay.
Okay. The physics of radio, I think.
Okay.
Why? What were you thinking?
I was thinking that they're purposely bleeding, you know, they're getting real close to here, so we can't get your station up here.
So you mean you were thinking that maybe the conservatives were trying to muffle us?
Yeah.
In Chico?
In Chico. Well, you know, Chico's a lot of right-wingers up here, and, you know, there's not very much left-wing newspapers or anything up here.
You remember what Herb Cain used to say about Chico?
No.
He used to say that in Chico, Velveeta was in the gourmet section.
Yeah.
That's what he used to say. No, it has to do probably with the physics of radio, and it has to do with the directionality probably of the signal.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So I don't think there's any conspiracy. But I'll tell you what you can do to head off any kind of domination. Well, it already is dominant. Conservative talk radio dominates radio. So what you need to do is tell three to five of your friends every single day that we're here. Can you really pick us up very well on Chico over the air?
In my Japanese car, in my Dodge truck, I can't get you. In my Japanese car, I get you great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have one other comment.
Yes.
Okay. And nobody seems to be talking about it. The press room closing in the White House?
Yeah.
Are they reopening a press room?
Yeah, they're gonna rehab the press room.
I understand that, but as it's being worked on, is there a press room?
They have to have one. They have a temporary press room. But what I'm concerned about in the new press room is, remember all the graphics that this administration is so great at doing? You know, remember Mission Accomplished when they stuck Dickie on an aircraft carrier?
Yes.
And turned it around so you couldn't see the San Diego skyline? You thought it was out to sea?
Yeah.
Of course, Dickie is usually out to sea, but that's another matter. What we think is going to happen is they're going to have like a screen beyond the podium, and they'll be able to flash messages and graphics and patriotic something or other.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we think is going to happen.
Well, when win it back, when we win the White House back, we can flash ours on there. So.
Well, I hope we do. Are you going to do anything to help win it back in the next?
I sure am. I belong to the Democratic Club here. I'm not really active in it, but I do what I can. I have been telling three people too. I have a few people listening to you now.
So. Okay, Steve. Well, we're delighted, and we thank you very much. But get involved in the election. Make some phone calls, do some phone banking, do something. Write a check, do whatever it takes, because it's going to take everybody doing whatever it takes.
Oh, yes, it is.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. So, with the election coming up, it looks like, if you believe Cook's report, and Charlie Cook is apparently a very well-respected political figure, he runs a journal, Cook's Report, a political journal that is very well respected by all sides. And he thinks that barring some big event, that the Democrats are going to take the House and they have a 50-50 shot at taking the Senate. But remember, this administration will do whatever it takes. They'll steal the election. They'll concoct some terror incident, 10 minutes before the election. Some event that will put us on high alert. They'll do whatever it takes in order to win, because they want to continue to strip mine this country. So I think we have to be really alert, and I think we really have to get involved. And I think we have to think of a good slogan for these condoms that we're going to give away, that say that we're being screwed by Republicans. We're being strip mined. All right, what would be the thing besides condoms? If we're being strip-mined by Republicans, what else could we distribute that would put that message out very graphically? I mean, a condom certainly says you're getting screwed, right? But what other things can we, what other promos and giveaways can we do to make a graphic point in the coming election that will support Democrats and really put it to Republicans? Is there anything that you can think of? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Vibrators. I mean, I'm trying to think. You have something, Lisa West? What?
Actually, there's three of us over here, and we do. Fake dog.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS. Lebanon is being taken apart in those areas where Hezbollah is concentrated. Not that Hezbollah is crippled yet. Far from it.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Despite a 24-day Israeli assault, Hezbollah launched its deepest rocket strike into Israel yet. Two rockets landed in the city of Hadera, about 50 miles from the Lebanese border. There were no casualties. Hezbollah is promising more surprises, namely a rocket attack on Tel Aviv.
Four Israelis died today in the rocket attacks and in Iraq. Shiites hit the streets by the thousands, supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr, demonstrating their support for Hezbollah and stomping on U.S. flags as a show of disrespect. Two suspects in the serial shooter case in Phoenix have been arrested.
It's really scary to think that, like, if they were, like, living here, you know, that could have been any one of us.
Six people have been killed in random sniper shootings during the past year plus, and 17 people have been injured. Police Chief Jack Harris.
After intense investigative follow-up to information received from the public, members of the task force arrested Dale S. Hauser and Samuel John Dietman for numerous counts of murder and aggravated assault.
El Paso, Texas, usually hot and dry, has a couple of feet of water and mud in much of the city now, and there is still light rain falling. Fortunately, the dam across the river in Mexico is holding.
The water had been significantly reduced, and drainage culverts have been constructed to divert the overflow.
Spokeswoman Julie Baldwin says the water level's down nearly 20 feet behind that old dam. The Balco steroids chemist who created what was called the Clear might not have been caught but for the track coach who dropped a dime and mailed a syringe of the stuff to the feds.
Patrick Arnold, a Midwest chemist connected to the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative steroid scandal, has been sentenced to 3 months in jail for conspiracy to distribute steroids.
I'm very regretful for what I've done, especially what it has precipitated in sports.
The government claims Arnold created the previously undetectable steroid, the Clear, which Balco then provided to elite athletes.
Now more than ever, I am very much against sports doping.
Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Francisco.
Delta Airlines pilots are about to see the other shoe fall on their pensions. Delta has officially asked the bankruptcy court to let them toss the pilot's pension plan into the dumpster and dump the whole thing into the federal agency's lap that guarantees pensions, though typically much smaller than what they had been promised. It is up to the bankruptcy court whether or not to allow that. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 2 points to close at 11,240. The Nasdaq was off 7. Oil prices, $74.76 a barrel, down 70 cents. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Kim emails, Dear CompUSA, do you guys offer scholarships? Even better, Kim, now through Saturday, we're giving away $10,000 every day. And that's in addition to hundreds of awesome deals, like a 1 gig flash drive or SD camera memory card for under 20 bucks, our lowest price ever. At CompUSA's back-to-school sale, we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, void or prohibited, store visit required. Offer after savings and rebates, see store for details.
To increase driving pleasure for all motorists, the Michelin Man is on a door-to-door quest to collect signatures for a petition to build an American Autobahn. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn how the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series touring tires can give you the confidence to achieve driving bliss on any road you travel. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
Next time there's a major natural disaster, things may go easier for Fido.
The Senate has passed a bill protecting pets in the event of hurricanes or other major disasters. Evacuation plans and shelters for pets and people would be developed. Wayne Pacelli, head of the Humane Society.
People are devoted to their animals. It's just a fact, whether people agree with it or disagree with it. If you don't factor them into the rescue equation, you will not have a successful rescue operation.
The House has approved a similar bill prompted by images of pets being stranded in Hurricane Katrina. Of floodwaters. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Mattel will be celebrating the anniversary of Hot Wheels this weekend in the town of Speed, Kansas. There are only 37 people in the town of Speed, and the pace of life there is actually pretty slow. 5,000 fans will descend on the town and fill a 45-acre farm field for a parade, a car and motorcycle show, a beauty pageant, and of course, lots and lots of Hot Wheels. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Sacramento Summer's making.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sick on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete visual is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
People that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight. Yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
The metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can, all calls to Enid Live are toll free if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And you might be able to change the whole dialogue. You might trigger some thinking. You might trigger a whole flood of interesting ideas and maybe some active participation. You never know how that can. You might just make us smile too, in one way, even vertently or inadvertently. 349-1320. We're talking about a lot of different things today. Today is really a flea market because it's a getaway day. And your homework assignment, remember this, is to tell three to five people every single day about AM 1320 and about Enid Live, and about the fact that we're doing real radio here and that we are a progressive station and they can listen to Scott and Sims on the Morning Retort and all of that. We're doing a lot of different things. We're thinking about the coming election. I've got my hands on a Republican playbook in which they are going to focus on family values. They're going to try and define marriage, and they're saying that the Democrats can't define marriage. And here's the thing about marriage. The blue states have lower divorce rates than the red states do. So the Democrats, I think, theoretically, have done far better in marriage than the Republicans have, haven't they? But in any event, what I was thinking we could distribute are condoms with messages on them because we're getting screwed by the Republicans. Now, Charlie Cook, who runs a really respected political journal, thinks that barring some great event, that the Democrats will retake the House and have a 50-50 shot at the Senate. But you know the Republicans are going to concoct some kind of a terrorist scare right before the election. And, hey, who knows what can happen. So if you have an idea for condom, now, Ryan, who is handling our phones, had a great idea for a toilet paper roll. And he says that we are He's saying Republicans on a roll, and he has got all these quotes on the toilet paper roll. We had the idea, Lisa West had the idea of a cow pie, because if the Republicans get elected, we are going to be in deep doo-doo. So they could be like plastic. I don't know what kind of giveaway ideas you think we could do that will catch on and get a lot of publicity for Democrats, and especially with MTV generation voters. But if you have some thoughts, we'd like to hear them. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Boy, you guys got it going on today, I must admit. You guys got it going on. But I've got a thought for you. We should take some of them bombs you've been sending to Israel, and what we should do from Israel to Afghanistan, drop some Victoria's Secret underwear and negligees, followed by Limbaugh's Viagra output from one end to the other, and then send the condoms in right behind that, because, like, I'll tell you, you can't be mad making your woman happy or vice versa.
Wait. Instead of dropping bombs, drop brassieres? Is that what you're saying?
That's true. Negligees.
Negligees and teddies.
Viagra prescription.
Wait a minute. We're dropping.
Calm down overnight.
Wait a minute. We're dropping teddies, bras, bikinis, what else are thongs? We're dropping thongs, and we're dropping Russia's Viagra supply. Is it as big as his OxyContin supply, do you think?
Well, you know, it should be enough to go around for everybody to spread some to India, too.
You could be right about that, Mark. I thank you very much for this innovative suggestion. What can the Democrats... How can you follow that one? If you have some more ideas for how we can 349-1320-860, you know, what was that line from the 60, make love not war? 866-626-1320. And what would be the message on the side of the condoms? One of the things we talked about this week was Mel Gibson, and being corrected, it may be that the language has moved, and I got an email from Gigi, who is, I don't know if she's Arabic American or, in any event, she says you can't use the term anti-Semitic because it also refers to Lebanese, everybody, you know, they're all Semites, the Arabs and the Israelis, everybody's a Semite. So when Mel Gibson got busted this week, the phrase that you saw was anti-Semitic. That he was being anti-Semitic. And that, I think, has come to mean in this country anti-Jewish. But the truth of the matter is that Jews and Arabs are all Semites. So I guess we have to be more specific, although I think the language has kind of, is so malleable. Anyway, here are friends of Mel Gibson's coming to his rescue. His friends and colleagues are aghast at his outburst against Jews. And you have to ask yourself why, you know, there's never a shortage of hooks to hang your rage on. And we are a country in a lot of rage, and I can understand why we are. You know, we got road rage, we got as many kinds of rages as Eskimos have kinds of snow. And you really have to ask yourself why Mel Gibson is so angry at Jews, why he's hung all of his anger onto one group of people, and why you would say that to a cop who happened to be Jewish, as a matter of fact, who stopped him for drunk driving, and he says he's going to go into rehab, but you know what? It's an outpatient rehab, so guess what? I think it's kind of a fake-o-matic rehab. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. The Democrats haven't got it together, but we're going to pass out condoms while we think we are, and we need to have a good slogan, and if you have some good ideas of things that we can pass out to really put it to the Republicans, I'm interested in hearing about it. Beth, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Is this Enid?
Yes. Hi, Beth. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I'm surprised for the condoms that nobody has stated the tried and true, make love, not war.
Make love, not war. Okay, but I was thinking that we were getting screwed by the Republicans. But
don't be screwed by the Republicans. And then on the actual package that the condoms come in, say make love, not war.
Okay, all right, gotcha. All right, Beth, that's very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right, there it is. Make love, not war. Mel Gibson's friends didn't see this coming. Well, we're trying to, you know, we're trying to figure out very, we have to be gorillas in this, we have to be, if you can think of some gorilla activity that we can engage in the coming election, you know, besides distributing cow pies, saying what deep doo-doo we're in, and toilet paper rolls that we're surely going to need more of, hip boots also and shovels because of the doo-doo quotient we're going to get from Republicans if we're stupid enough to reelect them. 349-1320. If you can think of some guerrilla activity, of course legal. That we little rabbits can indulge in. I'd like to hear about it. We talked about New York City looking to raise the smoking age to 21. Marriott hotels are banning smoking in their rooms. And I want to tell you something. When I first came back here in January, I was living in a hotel for a couple of months, month or two. And it was non-smoking. But you could walk down the corridors and you could smell the smoke coming out of the rooms. Well, when I would go down to the desk, and it was not easy to know which room it was coming from. And when I went down to the desk to complain, they said that they were fining people $250 or $300 if they caught them smoking in their rooms. But, of course, they weren't going to do it. These are guests of the hotel, and they don't want to throw them out. So I don't know how this is all going to work, but it is so horrible to check into a hotel room where people have been smoking in it. It just is really dreadful. It's like checking into an ashtray. Ooh, this is a suggestion. Place a peace symbol at the tip of the condom, and that way we would have an expanding peace. Oh, my God. Peace in our times. Peace on you. That would be good. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Oh, my goodness. We're getting creative in the control room today. So we're talking about our usual lots of different things. And so one of the things that I want to get to here, and we've been talking about Ann Coulter. She's been calling Al Gore a total fag. And she says that Bill Clinton is a latent homosexual. So if you have any thoughts about Ann Coulter, we'd like to hear them. Any printable thoughts about Ann Coulter? You have here a city, well, we're talking about anger and rage. You have here a city that is has approved the Illegal Immigration Relief Act, which imposes severe penalties on landlords who rent space to illegals. It suspends the licenses of businesses that employ them. It declares English the city's official language. These ordinances, these kind of nasty ordinances, have brought celebrity status to this Pennsylvania town. It's a Hazleton, Pennsylvania. A whole bunch of new laws that are meant to make people feel, I guess, unwelcome. Meant to vent a lot of anger at illegals. So this is the story. Whether you're Jewish or if you're illegal, you become, or if you're gay, I don't know how to tie all this together. You become a pinata for people like Ann Coulter. You become a pinata for people like Mel Gibson. You become a pinata for just this random kind of anger that's floating around that feels like it needs a focus someplace. And your thoughts about anger, 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and why in such a rich country there's so much of it, where we feel the sense of entitlement but not the sense of responsibility. Bob in Auburn, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Hello, Enid. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I am remarkable, and such a pleasure to hear you on the radio. I've got a slogan for your condoms.
Yes. What is the slogan for my condoms? And it will be an expanding message, is that right?
Yes. If you want to get screwed again, vote Republican.
Okay. If you want to get screwed again, vote Republican. Or protect yourself from being screwed again.
I certainly will. I can guarantee you I'll be voting Democratic. I have for quite a while. And I think people like Ann Coulter have just degenerated to the point where if they can't come up with anything constructive to say, all they can do is call people names, which is not very productive. It's a sad state of affairs that so many people in our country have degenerated to the point where they listen to people like her. It's a real shame.
Well, how is she different from the administration? When the administration doesn't have a case to make, and when it wants to change the subject, it goes attacking gays and gay marriage. It attacks the press. It tries to change the subject in that way. It doesn't want you to focus on what they're really doing. And so she's doing the same thing that the administration is doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She's just another part in that whole administration that's not, you know, they can't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. And when they can't come up with a reasonably intelligent argument, all I can do is call names.
That's exactly right. But here's the major question. The major question is, some of us can see through what they're doing. How is it that they were able to get such a strong a support by this country? How is it that they were able to be reelected? How is it that until very recently they enjoyed as much support as they did? I mean, what does that say about us?
Unfortunately, it says that many of us are not willing to pay attention to anything. We don't care. We don't want to be educated. We don't want to know what's going on, which is really kind of scary.
Well, so then, what does this mean? What if this is the if this is true about us, and it may very well be true about us? What chance do we have? If people are this disengaged and this on remote control, I mean, how salvageable is what we have here? That is really we can have a lot of fun with condoms and stuff, but the truth of the matter is, you wonder whether or not people are going to finally step up to the plate and do what it takes. To take back the country. And I don't know if there's the will for it. I wonder if we're so disengaged or if we've gotten so dumb that we don't see through some of this stuff.
Well, I think what may happen is, or may have to happen, is that something dramatic enough to really slap a lot of the American public.
Well, what's more dramatic than 9/11? That's pretty dramatic. What can be, unless there's a worse kind of 9/11, what's more dramatic than that? Than when all the jobs are completely outsourced, when nobody has any, the foreclosure rate in the Bay Area has gone up pretty significantly. I think unemployment has gone up. A lot of jobs are outsourced. I know that it hasn't been a very good month, and last month I don't think we're so hot in terms of consumer spending. How bad does it have to get when they won't raise the minimum wage and when they want to keep giving rich people tax breaks?
Well, I think that's the question. How bad does it have to get? I think it'll get worse before people wake up. I think you're going to see foreclosure rates go up.
I hope you're not right, but you may be right. You might.
I hope I'm not right too. I certainly don't want to be right, but it really makes you wonder. When I recently moved up here to the Sacramento area about a year ago.
From where? From where?
Southern California.
Okay. Why did you come up here from Southern California?
Too many people down there. I got forced out of my home by the growth, and the city ended up buying my house from me.
And this was a place that was going to be more affordable?
There's nothing in California that's affordable. I just liked it better up here. Not so many people, and I like the area better, and I like the people that are up here better.
Okay.
It's just, to me, it was a nicer place to be.
And are you happy you made the move?
Oh, absolutely. I love it up here.
Well, we're delighted. We're delighted that you're here, Bob. And I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Tonight, low 67, highs for the next couple of days for a fabulous weekend, 94, 96. Still nice, well, cooler than it has been the last couple of weeks for something fun to do over the weekend. Something fun now would not be to travel, though. I have accidents, emergency vehicles, animals on the roadway from, like, Galt all the way to I-80 towards Reno. So try to stay off those highways. Eastbound I-80 just west of Truxell Road, a disabled vehicle. Lanes 1 and 2 stopping traffic. Westbound 50 just east of Prairie City Road in South Sac. Another traffic hazard. Looks like two vehicles are in the middle of the roadway. Westbound I-80 at Dry Creek Road, a disabled vehicle, and two vehicles got into it there at 35th Street and at R Street. Back with more Enid Live. Please log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West. Traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino. Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
And local. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. There were so many things I was
never told. Now that I'm 626 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We've been talking about ways to put it to the Republicans, ways that we can act like interesting guerrillas in the coming campaign. We can distribute condoms, for example, with messages on the side. So I'm advertising for good messages, expanding messages on the side of these condoms because we are being screwed by Republicans. Let's head over to the phone, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dave in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, Enid, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
I've been listening to all the comments about the condoms for protection or whatever. I think that the only proper method for all of us to protect ourselves from the Republicans and the Bush crime family, as Mike Malloy would say, is that we should all go out as quickly as possible and get fitted for an inverse chastity belt. That is the only protection that I could see.
A chastity? Are they still making those things?
Well, I don't know, but hell, it could be a big business for somebody.
Yes.
That's one way to make sure you're not getting screwed when you're not watching. You know?
That's right. Well, you know, there are a number of words that you don't hear anymore. I talked about this the other day. Vulgar is one word because things have become so vulgar that you can't break it out from the mix of what's going on. You don't hear the word usury because the rate that the credit cards are charging some people, I've heard up to 30%, and especially those payday kinds of loans. Loans that are astronomical in terms of, so nobody even uses the term usury. And I have not heard the term word chastity, except it is applied to Bono, Chastity Bono, in quite a while. It's the first time I've heard chastity in quite a long time. So, Dave, thank you.
Well, it might apply to, what's her name?
Ann Coulter?
Ann Coulter?
Well, she's chaste, but possibly not by choice. I don't know if she's chaste. I'm only saying that.
Yeah, well, she doesn't. She looks a little wild to me or weird. I don't know, you know. But being from, well, she wasn't too far from where I just immigrated from, so.
Where did you just immigrate from?
Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio. We got somebody from Southern California a few minutes ago, and now Toledo, Ohio? Why have you come here?
To get away from Ohio and Ken Blackwell and all the other idiots over there.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Well, it's a hell of a lot different here, Enid, than it is in Toledo, Ohio, trust me.
Well, I know about Toledo, Ohio, because it was about 35 miles away from where I went to school, which was in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah, at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's where Coulter went to school.
No, did she go to school there?
She graduated from the Michigan Law School, because I wrote some articles about her. Oh, yeah. That's where she learned how to lie, at the UM Law School.
Well, the University of Michigan Law School is a very good law school. Can I?
Yeah, it is. I'm not trying to defame the law school, but she went to UM Law School.
Now, aren't you the same Dave who has a website where you are exposing people who are wrongdoers?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tell me, is there anything new? Anybody that you're exposing lately?
I'm just in the last throes of publishing or getting ready for printing and publishing my first book, as a matter of fact. I'm going to send you a courtesy copy when it's printed in about 4 or 5 weeks.
What's the name of it?
The Empirical Judiciary.
And what's it about?
It's an expose on judicial misfits and the manner by which they are accountable to no one but themselves. And I've got like, I don't know, 145 judges in there, but of course there's so many good candidates and so few many papers.
You have Alberto Gonzalez in there?
Oh, yeah.
A mediocrity, if ever there was one?
Oh, that's not, you're not being fair to people that are mediocre. You got to start changing your habits there.
Yeah, I know it. Any other, have you got any juicy news on anybody that we should know about?
Well, I got a couple of the recent guys, but I'm going to wait till I get it out. I got a few here. I got from Placer County, El Dorado County, San Diego, et cetera. But they're from 30 different states in Canada. Canada, France, England, Philippines.
All right. Well, when your book comes out, let us know, Dave.
Oh, you'll get a copy.
Okay. All right. And I thank you. Yeah, I thank you very much. Well, they call it a review copy, but a courtesy copy will do.
Yeah, but don't forget your chastity belt, okay?
The chastity belt. All right. We're sending away for them right now in bulk. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. All right. Here is Lionel Trilling, the great critic. Once the great literary critic, well, he thought he was great. I don't know how great he was, but he had a reputation for being great. He once said this about conservatives. He said that conservatives had no ideas, just irritable mental gestures. No ideas, just irritable mental gestures. This is just in, and that is that Tower Records has reportedly been cut off from product shipments. This is actual news. Has been reportedly cut off from product shipments by four major record companies in what appears to be another crisis for the retailer. Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group Corporation, EMI Group, and Sony BMG Music Entertainment halted shipments of compact discs to Tower this week, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. The move comes a week after Tower hired a turnaround specialist and confirmed that it is once again for sale. It wasn't clear how long Tower stores could cope without new CD shipments. The company operates 89 stores in the U.S., including four in Greater Sacramento. You want to comment on that? Because the New York Times just did a story on who goes to record stores now. And, you know, it's the same kind of Grey Panthers who are going to classical concerts. In other words, kids are downloading and using iPods and stuff, and the only people, it's the graying of the record store clientele, and Tower is maybe part of that phenomenon in addition to whatever management issues it's suffering. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Arnold in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. This is Arnold. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say I think there is hope for a greater progressive movement in this country. I think what we have to realize is that the Republican machine, the conservative talk show hosts, they've had a an earlier start, so to speak, and it took a few years before we had something like Air America Radio, before we had people like Al Franken speaking out or Michael Moore making movies that begin to reveal the real facts behind what's really going on. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work and people rolling up their sleeves, but I think that we do have a chance. It's just we want the results sooner. It may take longer, but I think there is hope and signs that we are waking up.
All right, so give me the signs of hope that you see, and do you see among people that you know people starting to get involved and rolling up their sleeves, or are they just crabbing about it?
Well, I mean, the people I know, you know, they vote. Okay, that's the most important thing. But I know for myself, for example, you know, one of the things I've been doing is writing my representatives and saying, and this isn't a guarantee, but I think, for example, when it comes to voting, we need to make the penalty so severe for somebody interfering that they may, you know, they're going to think more than twice about it. If you're a corporation or an individual and you're looking at a million plus fine and years in jail for tampering, then all of a sudden...
All right, I'm going to step in here because okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
You can tamper now, the studies tell us, and never leave any fingerprints. So no one will ever know that you tampered. So I don't think a fine is a deterrent, just like the death penalty is not a deterrent to committing a capital crime.
Right. And I understand.
In Texas, they use the death penalty more than any other state, and it hasn't been a deterrent.
Right.
And by the time that frozen chicken you stole defrosts, you got the death penalty and nothing changes.
Okay. And here's my point. The difference between the death penalty and when you're dealing with white-collar crime that involves corporations and people who are used to a comfortable life, it's a little bit different. Now, obviously, if you're not going to enforce the law, then that's a problem also. But to the extent, you know...
Well, look at the administration. I mean, gosh, Arnold, dream on. I know it sounds like a solution, but they can't disappear the estate tax completely, so they're going to disappear the auditors who look at people on estate tax issues. They've cut in half. They're going to let go about half of the auditors at the IRS who handle estate tax issues, so that if you are somebody in that huge bracket, that elite bracket, you can do whatever you want, and they're not going to catch you. But if you are a working poor person using the earned income credit, they're going to be on your doorstep. That comprised half the audits in 2005 for the IRS.
Okay, good point, Sinead. And I guess here's for me just a small sign that there may be a crack in the structure. The fact that I think Joe Lieberman is facing a challenge by Ned Lamont in Connecticut significantly suggests that whether it's a Democrat or Republican, we may see some voter outrage in terms of people saying, enough's enough, we're going to turn out in so many numbers that you won't be able to fix it.
I so hope that you're right, Arnold. We're going to have to leave it there.
All right, well, don't give up the fight and keep working on it, Enid, because we need you. You're doing a great job, and everybody else. We just need one person at a time to do one thing, creates a great wall of water that can just eventually throw them down.
Well, I like the image. I thank you very much, Arnold, for the call.
349-1320-866-626-1320.
I mean, at Goldstein in the wall of water that we're trying, that they're going to need head-to-toe condoms to float away. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All right, Enid, 57 for the low tonight. Highs tomorrow, 92. We're at 92 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking all right. On the way to hot August night, so that traffic is just bad. So try to stay clear of that or wait an hour or two before you start going on towards there on I-80. Westbound 50 to northbound I-5. We do have a disabled vehicle there in South Sac. Hit and run in North Sac, North Market Boulevard and North and just west of North Market Boulevard, it looks like. A hit and run with no injuries, although blocking traffic on NC 99, northbound 99, just south of Florin Road. We do have a disabled vehicle. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com. You can check out more traffic, weather, what Enid's doing, Scott Sims, and everything else. It's all right there. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is your AM 1320 Left Channel Arts and Entertainment Calendar, brought to you by The Crest, Sacramento's independent theater, online at thecrest.com. I'm Scott Forrington. Mark your calendar for August 12th when Sacramento turns out for the second Saturday Art Walk, with many local galleries staying open late just for you. The country's largest environmental film festival, Wild and Scenic Environmental Film Festival, is looking for submissions, and the deadline is September 30th. For information, call 530-265-5691, extension 202. We got trouble right here in River City when the Music Man marches into the Music Circus. Now showing at the Folsom History Museum, the 26th annual Antique Quilt and Vintage Clothing Show. Watch the Birdie. The Smut Art Gallery at 63rd and S Streets presents There and Gone, Portraits of Wild Birds by Jim Dunn. The AM 1320 Left Channel Arts and Entertainment Calendar is brought to you by the Crest Theater. Now playing The War Tapes, The O in Ohio, the Sacramento Film and Music Festival, and Amy Sedaris in Strangers with Candy. For times and information, visit thecrest.com.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the Suffrage Parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7. The Washington Post is reporting, and you can join the conversation, 349-1320. The Washington Post is reporting that the parties are both staking out their election stands, and the polls are suggesting that the election, the coming election, is largely going to be a national referendum on Dickey's performance, especially the war in Iraq. So, you know, I don't know how the Democrats are going to exploit this. We haven't, I don't know if we've figured out a way to exploit it in the state of California. What the polling, what the research has shown us, is that if Phil Angelides can yoke our dismay at the administration and our anti-administration feeling and our anger at the administration over Iraq and other issues, if he can do that, he has a very good chance of beating Arnold. So I guess we're going to see whether it can be done in California, if it can be done here, it can be done nationally. If it can be done nationally but not done here, that would be another matter. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. What would Phil have to do? What slogans would he, what points would he have to make to make it, to put Arnold and Dickey together on the same page? Because they're both kind of ciphers. They're both kind of ambulatory Potemkin villages. They're both kind of the false fronts of Western towns. Dickey didn't know that there were Sunnis and Shiites 2 months before we went into Iraq. That's just being reported today. I mean, this is unbelievable. And Arnold didn't know that the guy who's in charge of schools in Los Angeles was going to retire and that he did such a great job. He didn't know that either, because he's kind of a drive-by governor and because he kind of plays a governor, and he hasn't, if he's read a book, it's escaped me. I want to ask you this question. The California Supreme Court has agreed to hear a lawsuit by a lesbian against two fertility doctors who refused to artificially inseminate her because it would have violated their religious beliefs. Now, what are your thoughts about this? You go to the doctor, if he isn't on the payroll of the drug, he or she isn't on the payroll of the drug companies, and they give you an honest opinion and an honest prescription, and you go to the doctor. And then you get it, try to get it filled at the pharmacy, and then the pharmacist says, you know what, I'm not filling this because it violates my religious beliefs. Or you amble on down to the doctor, and the doctor will not artificially inseminate you because the doctor is a fundamentalist, and he's anti-homosexual, he's anti-gay, and he's not going to do it because you're a lesbian. I don't think you should, if it violates your religious beliefs, here's what I say, get another job. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Then you should not be in the medical business. Look what they do in Israel. Let me tell you, these suicide bombers come into Israel and they bomb things. And what does Israel do? Israel actually treats them medically as though they were solid citizens. That's what Israel does. 349-1320. I know a lot of you are angry at Israel, but I'm going to tell you, they're a small country and they are protecting themselves. And Hezbollah hides behind civilians and has for quite a long time. And at no additional charge is putting nails into the bombs that are not necessary. You don't have to put the nails in. It's to cause more human anguish to put those nails in, to really hurt people. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Kim in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to make a comment on possible things that Phil Angelitti can point out. I really think that there are a lot of similarities between Cheney and what this administration does and what Arnold Schwarzenegger has done, taking away funding for schools, taking away medical care, all of the same type of agenda, an attack on the middle class, attacking, the unions and things of that nature. He's just a smaller representation of this administration, and I think those points need to be pointed out and asked. Is this what California wants?
Well, Paul Krugman, who you're going to see the column in tomorrow's paper, but he's in today's New York Times. He'll be in tomorrow's B. He is an economist. He teaches, I think, at Princeton. And he's talking about this idea of centrism, which is just, he's saying it's essentially crap. And the reason he's saying it is that the Sierra Club is supporting a Republican candidate, because they think he's been decent on the environment. And Krugman is saying that's a mistake, because the Republican candidate is going to go and vote on all the issues that the Republicans want him. He's going to vote the way they want him to vote. So even though the guy has been decent on one issue, the environmental issue, he's not going to be decent on the rest of the issues, because it has become so partisan. That's what he's saying. And I think you need to make that case about Arnold, that no matter how much you may have liked his movies and how much you find him charming as a person, and I don't know how charming he really is, he's the Gropernator, what you have to do to make the case here is to say that he's a Republican, and he's going to go for what they want him to go for. He's going to go for many of the things that they have that have been their signature issues.
Yeah.
And so as much as he's going to distance himself in long enough to seduce you out of your vote, the minute he gets that vote, he's promising to call you in the morning, and you are never going to hear from him again.
Yeah. Even if he is good in the environment, that is the only thing that he has done good. It's just one thing, one small thing of a huge picture that he fails at.
But how, if you're Republican or if you're an Arnold admirer or if you think that you can live with him, how is Angelides going to make the case? How does he make the case?
I really feel that he needs to point out how he has not helped out our children in the educational system, how he has attacked our jobs with those in the union and those in middle class. And when you start presenting it as your jobs, your children, and your pay and your livelihood, then it starts striking home.
Well, Kim, you make some good points. It's not going to be easy to make that connection in an emotional, in a visceral way, but Angelides has good advisors, and so maybe they're going to be able to do it. I thank you for the call. And you know what? Don't forget that Arnold has people from Rove's staff working on his behalf in this election. He has people from Karl Rove's staff. So somebody has to keep pointing that out and keep pointing it out. And people have to get registered, and people have to show up at the polls, and there has to be phone banking. So there is a lot of work for everybody to do, and we can roll up our sleeves and at least make an attempt. You know, I still like that line from Gandhi, anything you do is ultimately insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. So you do it. You do the right thing, even if nobody notices that you've done the right thing. What if the big guy sees all, and even if the big guy doesn't, you have, and you know. And it makes a difference in your own feelings about yourself, and therefore how you present yourself in the world. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, weather's looking pretty good. I love it. You know, I mean, as long as I've lived in Sacramento, which has been since October, the weather's never been bad. That rain was fabulous. So you're going to always hear that from me. The traffic, excellent as well. It's starting to clear up. Even Reno, on the way to Reno today for hot August nights, is back up to about 55 miles per hour. Southbound I-5, just south of Hood Franklin Road, we do have a vehicle, though. There's stopping traffic there. North Market Boulevard, a hit and run, no injuries, but emergency vehicles are on scene. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Fulton Avenue. We have two vehicles that did get into it there, blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live, and remember to log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. Political universe on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk-takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the Suffrage Parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant men.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
About you, it feels good.
closer to me. Ah!
Set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
6:54 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We just have a few minutes left to wrap it all up before we head out into the arms of the weekend. And many of you are already en route, and I'll be joining you shortly. Oh, it's going to be grisly for me, though. I have to get organized, and it's not. It's. If you have any organized, if anybody out there is an organizing whiz or can recommend a good book or a good service, I am up for it because I need to. Kind of get organized because I got here so quickly I was never able to properly get organized. So if anybody has thoughts about it, it's a skill I really appreciate. It takes me way longer to get there than other people, but once I get organized, I stay organized. You know, if I organize a little area. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are going to be happy to know that horrible slogan that the Democrats concocted when they were among the nearly comatose has finally been jettisoned. The motto, "Together, America can do better." Oh, that was so horrible. They finally dumped that in favor of New Direction for America and Do Nothing Congress. So I don't know if those are any better, but they're slightly sharper. Democrats have recently unveiled a campaign platform containing some priorities, and Rahm Emanuel has said that the Republican battle cry is stay the course while the Democrats are promising a new direction. So if the Democrats can really kind of chisel that idea out and bring it up into high relief, that the Democrats offer a new direction, that they're fresh air, that they're, you know, it's not the same old, that they can come in and fix the... You know, I think that underneath, we all have the idea that we want someone to ride to the rescue. And if the Democrats can somehow position themselves as riding to the rescue, that would be a really good thing, I think. Roger in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Roger.
You're looking for a company or somebody to organize you?
Well, I don't know about a company. Why?
Well, there's a company out there. It's a woman-owned organization called Room to Breathe. Jessica Chapman, I believe her name is.
Have you ever used her? Does she organize people?
Oh, yeah, she organized. As a matter of fact, she was voted, the Woman of the Year by either Sacramento or California. I can't believe it. Woman-owned business.
Okay.
She does. Look it up on the web. It's Room to Breathe.
Room to Breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I will. Roger, thank you very much for the recommendation. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tom in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Tom.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, I had an idea for organizing you're saying that someone should... Or I was saying that maybe if you take everything you want to organize and spread it out in the backyard, you'll be able to see stuff, and then you can throw things.
You can't have a radio going because it's going to make us all crazy. You've got.